is the Tiltcast, episode 186. God bless you, Randy Savage.
And this week,
we talk about Outlast, The Forest, Borderlands 2, XCOM, Enemy Within, and Tactics Ogre. Brother. Stay tuned.
I love Randy Savage.
Look at that! It's the Macho King, Randy Savage!
Listen here, brother. Whack at your back is whack. And I pity the fool who smokes it. Oh, yeah.
And as you can tell, we are back for yet another episode.
He rested in peace.
He saved us from the apocalypse.
I know.
The year we were supposed to die, he sacrificed his life to save us. Rest in peace.
All while having a heart attack at wrecking his convertible.
Hey, no, it was a truck, and his wife survived too. He saved us.
He was snapping into a Slim Jim.
He was, and he saved us from the apocalypse. God bless you, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
Or as my best friend's dad, rest in soul, would say, Macho Man Randy Travis. Because he liked making fun of the wrestlers' names.
Nice.
And if you haven't already figured it out, this week across from me, we got Earl.
What's up, everybody? Tidbits of knowledge you may not know.
Oh, no.
To one side, I got Rusty.
Yo.
What is
to
that?
To the other, I got Justin.
What's up?
Porn. What? You are nasty.
I'll pull up some midget porn for you.
Nay, nay, I say. Nay, nay.
Nay,
nay, I say.
As he says, please.
This is a video game podcast. There is none of that shenanigans here.
When have we actually talked about video games?
Justin does all the time, so...
occasionally.
Just like the other day, he was looking for that old Japanese dude to play video games with.
Uh-huh, that old Japanese dude.
Yeah. Did you ever find him?
Nope.
Man, he's elusive.
Is he?
Like Godzilla. Elusive.
Godzilla.
That was really cool, though. The guy that played Godzilla back in the day, like, endorsed the new Godzilla movie. That was kind
of
cool.
He
had the little Godzilla statue, and he was, like, smiling from ear to ear because he was all happy that they remade his greatness.
Of course he did, because, you know, it actually...
I didn't realize he was still alive.
No.
Yes, he was.
After you've been dehydrated
well,
that
I'm
going
to pull up a picture. I think he thought he was still going to get to stomp on Model of Cities. I don't know.
He's still, like, 85 at this point.
I believe he is.
Maybe. It was all black and white back then. And I remember the first
He
Godzilla.
Did the first movie in like 58.
I have to thank my Uncle Chris for that because
my father was born
he made me sit there and watch things like Star Wars, you know, quality programming.
You know, it's also Godzilla. Quality programming Star Trek.
Oh, I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, hey, set your phasers to stun with knowledge.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Set your phasers to stun.
Listen, I didn't see Star Wars doing an interracial kiss that got them bammed in Alabama. Okay? Star Trek did. What? Suck it! There he is right there. Told you he had a little Godzilla in his hand. He's smiling from ear to
he
ear.
He is pretty old.
He's happy. He says, oh, Godzilla, I love you. You made me money.
You made me money.
Oh, that's even better.
What is that?
It's a meme they did. It was amazing.
The lizard smiling.
Oh my god, it's him. Best day ever. All right.
Wow.
That just made my whole day right there.
Yeah, I see.
I love Godzilla, by the way. I'm not going to lie to you. Mothra's a bitch. Godzilla's a man. That's all I have to say. That's all that needs to be said.
True love.
True love.
So,
vent.
Since you're on a roll, Earl,
hello,
what
everybody.
Else have you done this week?
I am not on a roll. I am on a Kaiser, okay? Let's get that right. Well, what else have I done? I've been doing lots of ET at my job.
Nobody wants to.
Taking care of the kids, teaching them the differences in good games and bad games.
Yeah, there you go.
Playing a little bit of Family Hasbro Fun Night with the wife.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Little Dark Souls. You know, I'm never going to beat that game ever.
Did you ever get past the Kings?
I can never depth perception. I thought maybe I didn't have
the
right thing enchanted.
Just follow.
I wish the original Dark Souls let somebody join your game so you could both whoop that ass. And I could stand back and cower like a little girl like, oh, I'm going to die. Then like some strong, strapping brute like the NOS would come in and be like, ha, 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 and kill it. And then I could be like, yay, and praise the sun and give you a salute. And then after you leave, I killed the kings. I didn't need no help. Whatever. I did that myself.
You've been stuck on that for like 6 weeks, haven't you?
Listen, I didn't beat the dragon slayer and big fat dude, Orgashmosh, or what the hell his name is, for like 2 months. Because I forgot to go two-handed. And when I did, I whooped that ass, and it was great. But I got to figure out how to kill the kings.
Watch a couple of YouTube videos.
I have, and I've tried their strategy, and I just...
Maybe you should watch another one with a different strategy.
Apparently, I don't know how to attack illusions and phantoms, because it's whooping my ass. But I'm going to beat it. Don't worry, I'll beat it.
Why don't you go back and grind a little bit? Get a little more powerful.
I like to grind. I don't know if you know that or not, but in college, I was known as the grinder.
As you got your hand sort of...
Whoa! There was nothing to see here, people. Nothing to see here.
You had your hand wrapped up in your shirt and your crotch.
Rusty, look. It's for you.
I'm not looking.
It was all for you, Rusty. But no, I'm going to beat it, though. I will. I just want... You know what? Yeah, I want to give other people time. And you know what? The four kings will forget. They'll be like, oh, that old guy, he's not playing no more. He ain't gonna... Then I'm gonna stab him in the back and, like, hold one of their heads up, like, on a pike, so they're scared. That's my strategy. I don't know if you can do that or not in the game, but...
I'm pretty sure you can.
Listen! You never know. You just haven't tried yet. That's what I think.
I would love to be able to live in Earl's world.
Listen, in my world, it's pretty cool. My daughter will probably beat Dark Souls before I do. And I get mad because my wife was watching a show on E! And they had, what's his face, Brady's ex-wife on reality of the exes of reality. And she was playing Dark Souls with her man. And I'm pretty sure it was stock footage. Because they were not mad and they were laughing. That is not Dark Souls. And I'm tired, but it made TV though. Dark Souls made TV. That's the main part. But...
Reality TV at that.
I'm tired of people laughing. Oh, is this great? Ha ha! I just got no. They also showed the you died little cinematic, and they were laughing and thought it was fun. So I don't believe they were really playing that game.
Why? Because when you sit down to play Dark Souls, you sit down on a bed of spikes.
I know. Because and you don't laugh and joke around with significant others. There's usually like elbows being thrown and.
Break a couple.
Feelings hurt and sleeping on the couch for a couple weeks.
There's gonna be some debris of broken controllers around.
There really is.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't want to go into a tangent. But that's what I've been doing.
No.
Been loving it.
Go for it.
And that's it, really. Just playing games and living the life. You know, the American dream. Oh, and I've also been watching the World Cup. Amazing.
Yeah.
Love soccer. Manchester United all the way.
Wait, it's football.
Whoa, I know it's football.
Foot.
With that accent above the U. See, you don't even know. Whatever.
What is the accent?
It's a line.
It's a line.
If it was French, it might be an accent aigu. Yeah, what's up now? You didn't know that. No, but that's what I've been doing, though. So, having a good time.
You know.
How do you feel about the tie?
I was bragging. I was bragging, and it happened, and I was mad at myself for bragging. Karma bit me in the ass. Yeah. Yes, Noss, you were going to say something.
Well, so if you play Dark Souls on PC, Games Windows Live was supposed to go down, and it's not. Just thought that was relevant.
You just can't purchase
new games.
If I do that, I got to start from scratch.
Wait a second. Games for Windows Live is going down, so...
You can't buy new games, but you can still use the service.
Okay. Yeah. So, I have that game on PC.
People thought that meant that the game was going to... That the games were going to lose support completely. Microsoft is just not selling new games.
Okay.
Through the service.
Well, I wish they would have.
Did they not send you an email and let you know?
No, because they never send me that shit.
Right. You should call and complain. Because that's what we're supposed to do in America.
I'm just a gamer, you know.
Like you pay their bills.
Yeah, right.
It's not their fault that everybody misread.
Oh, hey, I got this email from Microsoft Windows Games. They just wanted you to know.
Oh, yeah,
that just happened.
I'm sorry.
But anyways, I don't want to go too much into it because we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about, and I got a lot of stuff to agree with and maybe disagree with.
Yeah, Star Wars.
But anyways, well, that's what I've been doing. Plus, I love all those people's faces that listen to our show.
all of their faces.
I love them all.
All of your faces.
Love them all. Sophie, if you're listening, you're amazing. I hope you had a great time in America.
Sophie.
Mm-hmm. She was over. Did you? Are you friends with her on Facebook? She was over here. Yeah. She met Mike Tyson. She says she met him in passing. What? It's true.
Yeah?
That's all I got. I'm going to eat this big old sub.
Look at that. Looks amazing.
So yummy looking. Oh, and I've lost weight. I didn't know if y'all need to know that or not. But, I'm down a shirt size. Kind of slimming down. So I need to...
You still have to go get the extra tall, though, huh?
I do, really. I really do. Because I tried a 2XL on, and I raised one arm, and my belly showed. And if you raise your arms, kids, and your belly shows under your shirt, it's too small for you. So I'm 2XLT instead of a 3XLT.
See?
Slimming down.
See?
Gonna be trim.
Told you.
I think I'm gonna join.
But mine's not tall, see?
I think I'm gonna get down to an XLT. No muscle. And, like, join a, like, a mixed martial arts club. Saying. Midlife crisis, here I come. Five more years. Enough time to train.
Oh, God.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
So he's going to start polishing that shit before he gets there.
Oh, I'm
going to
polish some knobs. You got that right. Polish me some knobs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with Rusty, by the way. He has a lot of knobs, he says.
You know what I'm saying.
Multiple what?
Multiple knobs. I just broke this.
You said plural.
Wow. What'd you break?
Nothing. I didn't break anything, Rusty. Ah, you're a snitch. He says his friend. He said he's a part of a boys' club and they need someone to polish knobs. I said, hey, I'm the man for the job. Man for the job. I'll make my side money.
Oh, jeez. It doesn't pee very well.
It really doesn't, but the experience, that's what I'm for.
Yeah.
You're looking to complete a quest?
I really am. Quest. They said it'll help me in my future endeavors.
Get you a promotion?
It really will.
Will you get to the next level?
I'm hoping to level up. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well. Got nothing to.
All right, good. I'm done.
From Padawan to Fluffer.
Oh! Master Fluffer gets the bet right.
Master Fluffer.
What have you been doing, wow. Jason?
Oh. No, sir. You don't get
controlled. Oh, darn you and so, your mom's speaking of which, skills. You know what? You don't get none of this
fluffin'
sub.
Fluffin' nutter. I didn't want any of it.
Those are delicious, by the way.
Fluffin'
nutter sandwiches. Delicious. You need to look it up. Fluffin' nutters are delicious.
I'm not sure if I want to.
Oh, I bet you want to see it, though.
Wow. So, since Earl's done,
incognito,
really kind know. Of.
Prepare your mouth what? For a flavor explosion. That's what this says! That's what my sub thing said! Y'all are dirty-minded for reals. Oh, I'm surrounded by juveniles.
Shit. I need this laugh. I really do.
All right. So, Rusty, if you can take a breath.
No.
What have you been doing this week?
Anything near fucking near as cool as that.
Flavor explosions in your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm just saying, everybody needs some.
So, steam sales. Good,
yeah, steam sales. Yeah. So, today is day 5.
What?
That's been some.
Apparently, I had some decent intel about it coming out, huh?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did, buddy.
Remember what my reaction last week was? Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, because I didn't have any money.
Well.
But, you know, I found that my.
Did you get pizza money?
You're super.
I found out that I had, like, $200 worth of, like. You know, school funds.
What?
So basically, I've been buying my Steam sale stuff off of my financial aid.
You had 200 monies?
What?
You had 200 monies?
I do have two. Well, I had.
That's what I said. You had 200 monies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, right?
I'm
rich. For a student,
heck
that's rich.
Yeah, you are. I hope you did a line of you know what off of so-and-so's booty.
During Steam sale, that is Steam rich.
That is Steam rich. You can buy like 900 million copies of a game or two.
Of a
that's
game
like, that's
two.
Like that's like 30 games.
It is.
Yeah,
kind
it
of.
Is. Or
what did I get? Oh,
did any of your super cool friends who you're friends with on the Sharon plan buy some new games? Because then
I'm looking right now.
And you got some new games too, there, buddy.
I'm looking.
Sharing
through.
Is caring.
See, Nos, you got. Well, that's before the Steam sale.
Aww. Did you get anything awesome on the Steam sale?
I'll go through this. I got it all right here.
Well, maybe I want to ask this guy.
What'd you buy?
Why can't you let this guy answer?
Monaco, which you were playing a little bit.
Monaco.
You were playing some Omerta. You got some. Got Prison Architect.
Ooh, is that building prisons?
Have you tried that? That's an early.
Is that like building a prison?
That's an early access game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not.
Was that the precursor?
I haven't really gotten into it because I didn't have time. It was like at a weird time of night when I started.
Well, I mean, I watched the video for it, and they were pointing out the bugs in the video.
Yeah.
As a selling point.
Yeah, so, they were.
Is that a precursor to Prison Tycoon?
No. Oh, okay. This is a very small. It's a 2-person studio that was doing that, right?
Something uber small.
Yeah, it's very very small, but. Yeah.
I'll probably play it. I just wanted to get it because I know when it releases it'll be like a $25 product. So
yeah, it's going to be, you know, it looks good. I mean, it's changed quite a bit since it started.
Is that where you build a prison?
You do actually build a prison. You have to feed your prisoners and whatnot.
Why would you feed the prisoner? Like, you let them starve. They're in there for a reason.
Well, you can.
Good. You can. As you should. I want to be known as the slumlord of prisons. What? Your food's rancid? Whatever. You should have killed that kid.
Slumdog prisoner?
Oh, slumdog prisoner.
God.
Prison wardenaire. That sounds better. I like that.
Prison wardenaire.
Have a little... I could be like the Kim Jong-un of prisons. Like, dance and make them watch me and they think I, like, can heal...
I saw something on the news about Kim. Oh. I heard something about...
Justin, will you promise to kill some of your prisoners just because I don't like them?
Sure.
Yes! Score. That's why I like you so much.
I actually haven't played a lot of...
I need you just to start it and then not play it for like 4 years so you know those people die.
I got stuck on something else.
I want to come back and be like skeletons.
I'm gonna go on the Kim Jong-un thing because I just saw something about a movie called The Interview.
Oh yeah,
Seth Rogen and James Franco.
He's not happy about it, is he?
They play interviewers that go over to North Korea to try to assassinate Kim Jong-un.
He's not happy about it, is he?
And he looks like somebody
pooped in his Cheerios.
Yeah, dude, he's got that sour look. Like somebody just farted next to him.
Who knew Seth Rogen and what's the other guy's name?
Fucking James Franco.
James Franco would start a World War III.
Oh, dude. If those two end up in that country, and
anyway, question is, how is he mad at that? But he's not mad at Team America World Police because they made fun of his dad. Wouldn't you be more mad about
it's,
that?
It's more of like Hollywood allowing, you know, somebody to
listen. It's a joke. Hey, I know you listen to our podcast. It's a joke. All right, buddy, calm down.
Some state listeners, you know, listen for.
I hope.
I'm pretty sure that North Korea doesn't allow our podcast in the country.
Oh well, you know,
they didn't until now. Thanks a lot, buddy.
We mentioned him now. We're gone. We're done.
We're done. That's
we'll leave it out of the tags.
We're done. Good. It's all over. Right,
we're good.
Great.
Anywho,
but buddy, you should smile more because you look like you just pooped your britches. You really did. You should have saw the photo. He's like this. That's a picture. That's the face my son makes when he's in the corner hiding because he's. Jesus. He doesn't like to be seen.
So, picked up... Let's see. I picked up a few here.
What
I picked
up
Witcher 2, Assassin of Kings, Enhanced Edition, because what I've been doing is I've been picking up a bunch of these games and moving them from my Xbox to PC. So,
as
if I get the PC version, I want to get rid of my Xbox, actually.
Well, you know, hey.
That's just the way I am.
Way to go, buddy. I'm proud of
you. I also picked up the version of Don't Starve. Because I'm going to understand that game.
You should
someday.
Write that in your prison game. Don't starve.
I'll do it with dead bodies.
I love what I'm hearing.
All right,
keep going.
I picked up Evolve. Plague.
That looks so amazing.
No. That's you're thinking
Evolve.
You're thinking
Evolve.
Yeah,
Evolve.
I did not pick up that.
But what you just said?
It's a
Plague
different game.
Incorporated Evolved.
Oh, see, I almost couldn't believe anything you said after that.
I'm glad you clarified. Plague Incorporated Evolved is just like the phone version.
It's like a strategy game, right?
It is. Where you play the part of the disease, and you are trying to kill.
Is it fun?
The phone one! The Pandemic.
Yeah,
Pandemic. Buddy, that's a good game. I like that game.
You try to kill everybody in the world. as quickly as possible.
I named one of my viruses Rusty, and no one liked it.
Yeah, well.
Because you killed everybody.
Oh. At least I'm good at what I'm doing.
With your hugs and kisses.
I enjoy it, but it's just like the phone version. It's gimmicky, and I got the phone version for free, and I paid $10 for that.
You really paid $10 for it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why.
What was wrong with you, man?
I think it was like 8 or something like that, so I picked it up.
He still
doesn't
likes
justify
you.
It.
I know.
He still likes you, buddy.
You know, so there's only been one. Prison Architect was the only thing I paid $10 for.
Now you've made Justin mad. Way
all
to
right,
go.
Well, I think Stone Star was like $2 and Witcher was like $3.
There you go.
So,
but
there.
Doesn't make up for your $10 purchase.
I also picked up Tomb Raider,
woo-hoo!
Outlast, Wolf Among Us, and Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition.
Wolf Among Us is good.
Yeah, so I saw that. I had that downloaded from your...
did you start playing a little bit?
I only loaded it up once, but I didn't want to get into a scene in that game and then have you pop on and play, start playing games and I only have 5 minutes before it kicks me off. So I went and picked it up so that I didn't have that. And, of course, Outlast, because we were told to talk about that this week.
Did you play any of it?
Nope.
Good job. Way to go, buddy! Oh, you got him looking at you.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. Way to go. Way to go. He's not happy.
Camacho.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Harlem is not happy with you, buddy.
I actually got sucked into Borderlands 2 because I was really impressed
with the
difference.
You always get sucked back into Borderlands. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I started one of the very first shows that I was on was right after Borderlands 2 came out. And
there's a shitload of DLC. The problem I have with Borderlands is I've played so much of it that I gotta just lay off, and then I wanna play it with friends, and then my friends can't play it as much as I wanna play it, so then I end up backing off on it.
I hate when that happens.
Well,
now we can play something together, Rusty.
I wanted to try out the Psycho class.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Apparently, the Psycho class is the only RPG class ever made that's, you know, made for suicide. So that's the whole point
of that.
Does
that mean Borderlands condones suicide?
The whole point of that character class is to die.
Borderlands condones a whole lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's things like pull the pin and stuff like that. So when you're in bleed out, he will, you know, pull a grenade and explode.
Listen, if you're
going to
be a suicide bomber, you might as well. Oh, that's bad.
So, yeah. That's one of the things that I wanted to try out. But Steam sales this year's gimmick. What's this year's gimmick? The teams, yeah. Craft badges to earn in-game items, community, and team rewards in free games.
Are you still
on You're
on
Pink
trader?
Team, by the way.
I know, I've won one time.
Are you still on a badge trader?
So we have Pink Team wins day 4. Did you get any free games from your from your wish
only
list?
30 people out of how many million?
I know, right? But I didn't either. I got 2 cards out of it, which at least like 70 cents at least, right?
Well, honestly, the Steam Summer Sale cards are selling anywhere between 25 and 20 cents.
Yeah.
So I just resell the cards and then go buy another game.
Right? I should be doing that. I have
you
been turning
be.
Them in.
I crafted the badge, and then I've just been reselling the cards as I get them.
I crafted the badge twice because it was something that I wanted, and I forget what it was.
Wow.
So,
Saints Row 4, $10 for the next 13 minutes.
Get on it quick, gentlemen. Huh? I know you're going to hear this like 4 days after.
I already looked
at
Saints Row.
I'm actually got stuff on my top 10 list, my wish list, that I'm waiting to go on sale right now. And that's kind of, like, it's on sale, but not on, like, flash sale, so I'm kind of, I check the flash sales pretty regularly at this point.
It's on sale for another 13 hours, dude.
Or hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I totally read the
minutes,
clock.
The 13 hours.
I totally read the clock wrong.
Yeah, see, I found
okay,
out
Jeff,
something about
Jason.
The wish list, though. You can add to the wish list, but you can't remove at this point.
I removed stuff earlier today.
Really?
Yep.
Because I tried
Do you even
removing.
Do research, Rusty?
There's a little link that says remove. It's very small.
Rusty, do you even do research?
Oh, there it is. It wasn't there before.
Oh, that's
And then
that's
also,
what I would say, too.
On your phone, your wish list has little icons of trash cans.
Ah.
Justin, I need
see,
you
I
to
was,
take
see?
Over this.
Look, little trash can.
Justin, I need you to take over this new story.
Yeah.
You're the only one that knows.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Brian Gumbel.
I'm leaving. Stop. You're making me sad.
Well, you
done research. I'm waiting on some weird stuff to go on sale. Like, I want Kentucky Route Zero to go further on sale than 30%.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting on Space Base DF9 to go on further sale than 33%. And a Wizard's Lizard for less than 34%.
Well, I was looking to see whether or not some of the new
maybe
games...
Sniper Elite or Killer is Dead. Like, I want Killer is Dead to drop down to, like, $10, then I'll buy it.
Yes.
What, you don't want to buy a Surgeon Simulator for $250?
Oh, I haven't. I fucking hate that game. It's so frustrating.
Whoa.
I got it on a Steam sale for like $1.49 over Christmas.
Whoa, wait a minute.
And that game is meant to piss you off.
Wait a minute. Which one is more frustrating? Space Colonial Marines or that game?
Ooh. I uninstalled Colonial Marines.
So I'm going to say Colonial Marines are more... If that was the only two games left that you could ever play for the rest of your life, which one would you play?
I would shoot myself in the
head.
Whoa,
this is not about you. This is about Justin.
I would just uninstall gaming from my computer.
Oh, you would stop being a gamer, huh?
I don't know. What do you think about Wasteland 2 being 33% off? That's the second time I've seen it up there for 33%.
I have a free copy for you, Rusty, because I know you'll enjoy it.
Oh, please.
Oh, Rusty got a free game. Oh,
nice. When it comes out, because I'm going to get my box copy, and then I should get...
A code
like from the physical disc, and then you can have that.
Nice.
Look at you.
I mean, I think I actually get two. I'm not. I don't.
Ooh, remember. It's Christmas in June. Look at that.
But it won't be till August, so because it's not coming out for a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I've got plenty of game between now and then, though. August is my birthday month, so.
Ooh, I'm so excited for you, Rusty.
Yeah, you
betcha. How old are you going to be now?
I'll be like 33 or something.
Oh my! Remember when I was 33? That was many years ago.
You old man.
What?
Three?
It'll be three this year, yeah. Listen, why do you gotta put numbers to it? God. I'm so older than you, though. Whatever, disrespect your elders, man.
It's because you graduated before me. 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
97. 99. Holy crap.
99 for me, too.
Look at that. I'm telling you, I'm the oldest one
See?
On the table. Jason's like 12.
I know, right?
When did you graduate?
He's lived a hard life. He's lived a hard life.
Am I right?
Fuck you.
What year?
2006?
03.
Did you know my youngest cousin graduated in like 03? That's the sad part.
I know. I think my
she has little brother graduated in 03.
Yeah.
You don't know what it was like to graduate in 97.
What's sad is I grew up watching all the
shit you don't know what it's like to go through school and not have the internet to help you out, okay?
That's true.
That is
so true. I
didn't
have a cell phone until I was out of high school.
97 was the beginning of the internet, and I was already graduated before it came out.
No, it was out before that. It just sucked.
Yeah, but, yeah.
My uncle
had
it.
Hold on a second. Let me get my headset phone and put it on the phone mode.
My high school English teacher that everybody hated, she was really cool. I liked her. But everyone hated her, and they were mean. And she said, look, I can... This is why you don't want to graduate for the internet was a cool thing. She said, I can make it to where... I'd make you do a paper for your finals, and you have to go to the Texas library to find the information because you can't find it.
Actually, sir,
Oklahoma.
I did not use the internet for research until my junior year because I was homeschooled and my mom wanted me to go to the fucking.
You know
library.
When I use the internet to do research? When I was in college already.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, that sucked.
There was a backdoor. There was a backdoor link to a library in our internet.
Yeah.
It was all intranet at my high school.
Of course.
And we still had 3.5-inch floppies in high school.
And you Netscaped.
And it was Netscape.
Yeah, baby.
And so I had to go to like the Tulsa library system. Mm-hmm. There was some external link that went to some like. Other page, you know, it's like pre-Wikipedia something bullshit.
Right.
It was some research page, and then from there you could use that search engine to open a regular website, which at that point was Hotmail, and from Hotmail you could get to anywhere you wanted to go. Because there was a little search bar in Hotmail.
When you entered the internet and it was like a dark alley and you didn't know where to go, you're like,
It's like, what
do I
look
up on
the internet?
I'm a little scared here.
Like, the only thing I know about the internet is it was a place for me to look up, like, games.
Yeah.
And porn, and that was pretty much
it. That's the thing.
But it was so slow, and of course you're not going to look up porn at school.
No.
So
no. Because it would go.
And
No, it's because the picture would load so slowly at like 640 by 480, and it would take like 10 minutes for that picture to load.
Because you did dial up, and it was such slow. It was so slow. But anyways, that was my high school teacher that did that, and everyone's like, you had to go to Texas.
Class of 99, my school had just gotten a tech upgrade, so they had all the brand new computers, and they had at that point a DSL line for the area was fast. So they hooked up one DSL line to feed the entire
school. And that bogged it down. 60
computers.
And it bogged it down.
It wasn't for 60 computers. They had 5 computers in each classroom, plus 2 computer classrooms that were running most of the day. So whatever
that's slower than dial-up.
Oh, yeah.
My best friend, his mom wrote code forever, and she taught him how to write code. And in our computer lab in 97, when we went from typewriters to computers for typing, he was the TA for that class. And it was sad because the two rival factions in our high school was the band camp versus the computer lab. Damn. And the band camp made the computer lab upset. So my friend wrote a code, and it was like the most big virus at Roy Rogers High School in 97, and this is how much no one knew about how to fix computers, was he wrote a code and installed it on the computers. And any time you booted up the computer and turned it on, it would give you an error message. And the only way you could clear it by is unplugging it and plugging it back in, and nobody, I guess, thought of that. And it, like, infected all these computers in the high school. So, like, nobody's computers worked. No one knew what it was, but he did, like, a little trace link to the band room, and it made it generate there. So when they did the paper trail on it, it showed that they did it, and, like, all of the senior band people got in trouble and expelled.
Nice.
But he was like, I know what to do here. Let me look. My mom, and they did the stuff. He's like, oh, we just have to unplug it. And he unplugged the computer and plugged it again. It worked, so they had to reboot all the computers. They lost a lot of files because nothing was packed up. But the band people got in trouble.
I did some devious stuff. We had our intranet homepage, and of course, this was back in the day.
Yeah.
And at that point, like, I just hated my computer teacher. And because she didn't know dick about anything. Like,
of course not.
I was really prideful in the fact that I was doing all my notes in HTML, which wasn't really that big a deal. You just make a list item, and then that's
what I made. But back then it was.
And so I made a mock version of the intranet and then sent that file via email to her, because she's trying to fix something, and let her download it to her computer. And what that file did is when you ran it, it went ahead and overwrote the other file.
Ooh.
For her homepage.
Nice.
And she didn't figure it out for a long time, and eventually I got in a lot of trouble for it. But basically, it made her homepage a porn homepage, and so I was trying to get her fired is what the deal was.
Somebody
did something very similar with my English class. There was the 5 computers in the English class.
Like, it was simply just an EXE, and so when you ran the homepage, part of it was also run this EXE that was also in the file as a hidden folder, and it would replace her homepage link with whatever I wanted.
That's nice. Look at you being devious.
Man.
When you have a dumbass teacher in a computer class full of kids, kids learn so fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and that's... You know,
but
you're
from 97 to like 2000, not a lot of people were really that big. The people that taught it didn't know any better.
I just had an HTML book, and I was like, this is not hard.
No, I learned basic HTML just from looking at the code. So
we learned it because back when you used to have GeoCities.
I had an Angel Fire.
It's
not like now where they have like the dummy, let's just add this here and make my web page. Back then you used to have to write code. So we got the great big HTML book, and then you used to be able to go to websites if you liked it, and you could click the properties or whatever it was, and you could see the different code, so you would be like, okay.
I had an uncle that used to copy and paste
it.
Code from other sites and build like these scavenge together sites.
Yeah, and I did mine, and I had like Danzig on mine, a bunch of other stuff, but I had to learn how to get the background the right color, and you had to learn it.
Hexadecimal colors. You know,
I learned so long to do that.
The easy way for doing that was just opening up paint and then seeing what the hexadecimal value was for the color that you wanted, or just open up Photoshop and then have it show hexadecimal.
But back in 97, you had to do it the hard way, and you went to different forums and learned. But yeah, I remember spending like midnight to 6.
Does it help any if I say that I remember when the 386 and Windows 3.0 came out?
I remember that.
Okay. Was that 93?
90.
I was working on Apple IIs before then, so
at that point I was playing on an old Apple that was like that. I don't remember what it was.
Fucking Carmen Sandiego was one of my first games.
I played that. Baby. Had the dictionary.
My brother had a Commodore
the dossiers 64. And everything. Yeah.
My brother's
basically a game with a book.
Yeah.
My brother's first game was Commodore 64. And he had the first computer, the Commodore 64, and we used to have fun on that. And it was such a dinosaur, dude. You just laugh at those nowadays.
All right, so.
So back to
good job
what sales. You were doing this week.
What was I doing this week?
Steam sales.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Look at that. What's that second option there? You should just say.
What is that?
What is that? Good game.
Oh, yeah. I did not finish the reviews that I said I was going to. Because I'm a failure and I just can't write.
You're not a failure. I didn't finish mine either. And I only have one part left. I just had a busy week.
I've got it mostly done. It's just whenever I start writing, I want to puke. Yeah. So
I have three almost done. I just
I didn't get mine done either. A bunch of stuff came up at work, and my brain was fried by the time I got home. So
I've just driven like 1,300 miles in the last week. So
yeah, yours is well. You go ahead and you do your what happened with you. Where did you go?
I went to Louisville, Kentucky. Me and Trent and John from the Carousel and Trent's girlfriend all went to go see a couple of punk bands in Louisville, which is about 700 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Sloppy Seconds and the Queers.
The Queers.
To be honest with you, Queers didn't do so hot. They were... It's only one original member, and it was... I don't know. I just at this point, I realized why I stopped listening to him. However, Sloppy Seconds was really fun. The Joey Ramone song's pretty awesome.
We ended up, we left here on Thursday night because Trent wanted to drive in the cool night at about 10 o'clock. And we drove to an hour outside of St., or 30 minutes outside of St. Louis, this little place called O'Fallon, and stayed the night at this really crappy Days Inn, which it was okay. Me and John made blanket forts because we had to share a bed.
So
he had like his side, we had a clear dividing line. Basically what we did is we stripped the bed, and I let him have the comforter, and then I had the top cover, and we just kind of rolled up and got to opposite sides of the bed so that we had like our own personal space.
If you got the top cover, you know, the one that they never clean.
No, he got the top cover.
Oh, he got that one, huh?
Yeah, he was just hoping he wouldn't roll over and pretend I was his wife or something like that. I was scared, so I didn't sleep very well. Besides, we got there at like 4:30
on the floor.
No, I wasn't going to do that. I was so tired, man. We got there so late, and I'd been playing Ogre Battle Tactics Ogre all night on the freaking PSP, which is still a pretty good game, which I never really quite got into it. But we'd been listening to music and chatting like the half the way, so I only got about 2 hours of time in that. At that point, at the 6 hour point of that drive. And so, yeah, we got there at 4:30 in the morning. They wanted to have breakfast, so they stayed up till 5:30 to eat breakfast and then crashed out till about 11. I got to a pillow and then I passed clean the fuck out.
And you woke up.
And I woke up at like 10 in the morning with him on the opposite side, which was good.
You woke up with him like as the big spoon and you were the little spoon?
No, that did not happen, for the record. For fans of the Carousel, John did not spoon me. For fans of this show, I did not spoon him. We respected the no spooning rule in bed between two mutual friends.
I'm sorry. This is sounding more and more like certain scenes from Anger Management.
Sometimes
I think he intended.
Just no spooning.
Sometimes you need a spoon with a friend. Make you feel good.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the amount of static between our two hairy cells would have just made things really uncomfortable.
It might have.
Sparks would have literally flown.
How do you think Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler...
It would have been like rubbing two carpets together.
They'd be rubbing each other.
How do you think Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler felt? Just saying.
Oh, God.
Jack just embraced the spoon.
Of course he did.
Anyways,
so after not spooning, we got up, had a little breakfast at Hardee's, since we don't have Hardee's here, which is pretty cool. I just completely dropped off my diet because what's the point? I'm traveling.
All right.
And we drove the rest of the way up to...
It's not the same zip code.
We drove the rest of the way up to Louisville, which I forgot about the time change, so it actually made it in 5 hours instead of 4 hours. So when we got there, we checked into this old mansion called the Colbert Mansion. Which looks...
Haunted? Look at the
inside. It felt haunted. Actually, I tagged it on my Facebook if you want to look. It looks old school. And it's built in like 1890 something, and so it's...
Wow.
I want to say like 20 or 30 rooms, and I stayed in like the general something or other suite.
Well, that general something
general
or other.
Something
he
or other.
He died a tragic death.
So, like some general from the Civil War stayed in the room that I was in, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, it's decorated as such, and that room is ginormous. Like, the room that we stayed in was 2/3 the size of my apartment.
There it is.
And it is old. It looks like you're inside a castle. Like, that's what it felt like. We were staying inside a castle.
The Culbertson. Oh, it's got a picture of a dead dog.
That dog is living.
Oh, well, that dog's like a million years old.
Apparently. No, we were greeted by the dog when we came out.
Well,
oh,
really? So you were greeted by a dog at the mansion,
the
huh?
Samuel Culbertson Mansion.
Yeah, and
it's a historic bed and breakfast.
It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
And
we were on the third floor.
You can't see the mansion on street view for all the trees.
It is Louisville's most historic bed and breakfast inn.
General Lawton?
General Lawton.
General Lawton.
That was actually where I was standing.
General
this
Lawton
week.
Helped come form a town in Oklahoma called Lawton, Oklahoma.
So I was standing in the
really.
Suite there, and that suite is fucking huge.
Kind of cream and gold.
Is it? So you had the whole vaulted ceiling thing going
on? Yeah. So we were actually, it's like part of where we're at was part of the renovated attic.
Mm, yeah, it looks like an attic room.
Ooh, I would not sleep
there. Oh, you see in my picture on Facebook?
House. No, I'm actually on their website right now.
Listen, I would not stay in no attic.
Let me see if it's the right room.
My house.
It is. It's right there.
That is actually the room I was in.
Yeah.
So that's one half of it.
Yeah. It only shows bits and pieces of it. But, yeah, I mean, it had a queen-size bed and an antique full-size bed.
So John got the full-size bed. I got the queen-size bed.
Of course you did.
We always knew.
Well, I was paying.
Apparently, you were.
We paid $180, I think, for that room.
How long did you stay? Just one night?
One night.
Oh.
But like I said, it was huge, and as you know, in a historic mansion, etc. I wanted to kind of do something different than a Days Inn.
Not bad, $150 a night for a suite.
And those suites are huge. Like I said, it's like a 2/3 the size of my apartment.
Well, it's a bed and breakfast too, so.
So it comes with breakfast, like a real breakfast. And
what'd you have?
Yeah. See.
Here's the other side of that.
I would not be able to.
Do you see how far back that goes?
Yeah.
I would not be able to stay in that room though.
No.
And then there's from the exact opposite angle. So
that's the picture that I got.
You know
here,
what?
Yeah.
Only Oompa Loompas like Noss can stay in that room, though. Earl and I, we would feel
well,
like.
You'd
only
see, be well, able actually, to this part giants. Of the room is 8 feet. Is right here is about 8 feet tall. The other half of the room is like 15 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
Like it is extreme vaulted ceiling.
I feel better about it then, because the one little side of it you see, it's like. Tall man's nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there it is, but the whole rest of the room is not. So, like, where that fridge right there is about 5.5 feet tall. So, most of the room is not that short. And as you can see, there's the door frame, and the door frame's going to be 7 feet tall anyway, right?
I would hope in a house that old.
Well, you know, you never know.
The only thing is there's not central heat and air in there.
Of course not.
So, there's, like, you can see that little AC unit.
Uh-huh.
And what ended up happening is the night after the show, or the night of the show, he had a window unit, so I didn't feel bad. I pulled that thing out and put the comforter over one top part of it and just let it, like, blow air into my balls because...
I knew that was coming.
Because I was so hot and sweaty and drunk, and I needed, like, some conditioning to be done there.
Conditioning, huh?
Yeah, because I didn't want to...
We need to blow dry the ball suit.
Okay.
But it was that part... Like, it took a while for that room to cool off to be comfortable.
Well,
when I first got there, it took about an hour.
Well, when you put the comforter over top of it and fridge your balls.
But I slept so well.
Of course.
They were shriveled when I woke up, but you know, I felt great because
the whole room smelled of your ball sack.
Well, no, just under the comforter. But anyways, long story short, though, like, we had a lot of fun at the show. We at the end of the show, we met the crew from Lot Sloppy and took a picture. And it's really cool because I'm so used to bars here closing at 2, and I forget about going anywhere else. That's not the normal thing.
No.
They close at 4 there. The kitchen that they had in the bar had fried chicken till like 3 in the morning. So, of course, I had fried chicken after being so incredibly drunk. Because, again, not 3-point beer rule like we have here.
No.
Everything's 6 points. So I'm just like, sloshing down beer.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking all sorts of stuff. Originally, I started with Guinness, and it was too hot. So I switched to Killian's. And then as I got more drunk, I started drinking Red Stripe, and I realized that was probably a bad idea because that always gives me a bad hangover.
Yeah.
But my tab was probably $80 in beer.
Nice.
So I was drank quite a bit.
I'm gonna be honest. Looking at this, the Knights of Kentucky Suite would totally front the extra $40 for that. Wet bar in the room.
Well,
I didn't think about the wet bar.
You have to pay for all that, though.
Well,
there's some of the downstairs rooms.
Not only that, it would make my wife happy, you know, Victorian clawfoot.
There's where you eat your breakfast, too. This big, long table.
Oh, that's really cool.
And they served us poached eggs with, like, some kind of, like, bourbon sauce on some fruit and some, like, little pastries and danishes, etc., with coffee and orange juice and tea, etc., whatever the fuck you want.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was fun. Saw a band there called Vice Tricks that had a really hot bass player that I talked to a little bit.
Playing the field.
But, well, I was staying with John, and, you know, it wouldn't have been
proper. Yeah, impress him. Hey, it happens.
You can see there's me and John extremely drunk. I wasn't gonna do seriously. That. I wasn't gonna.
Seriously, would John really hate you if she was that hot?
Who?
John would probably enjoy watching.
Let me see. I would not let him because that would be weird.
Can I see?
I'm scrolling through pics.
So douche sometimes.
Oh man.
But yeah,
we're seeing this wet bar you're talking about. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on this. I'm just going through the pictures that they have on the website. This place looks amazing. I might.
Oh, she's hot.
And the Pomeranian, no less.
The Pomeranian's pretty funny.
Yeah? Sweet.
But overall, man, that was a really fun experience. Played a lot of Tactics Ogre. Beforehand, I really got into 7 Days to Die with Holly. Played a little bit more. And then I played a lot of The Forest. That game's weird.
I saw that you picked that up. That's the... it's a survival horror game that has to do with zombies?
Cannibals.
Cannibals, go figure.
Not zombies, just weird-ass cannibals. So that game's weird. It starts off with a plane crash. Plane crashes in a random spot on this island every time. So you always start off the game. Plane crashes. And the idea is to get away from the plane crash and start surviving. So... hey, there you go. There's a picture of me getting my nipple pinched by the drummer of Sloppy Seconds.
I'm actually looking them up on the...
And there's the foyer. Trent and John.
Mm. Hey, Sloppy Seconds has their own Wikipedia entry.
They've been around a minute. Like, since 85, maybe?
Yeah, 1985 to present. Fuck.
So, yeah, they were still on their A game, even though they're old and fat EA and fun.
Ace Hardware...
hey, Boba you Chan, know what? I'm cool Steve with Sloppy. Old, fat, and fun as long as...
there you go, old, fat, and you fun. Know,
they still rock, yeah.
But yeah, they were pretty cool. But I don't know where I was going with this story. A lot of bands
don't make it there.
Yeah, we went... so anyways, I played a little bit of The Forest before I left, which was when I should have been doing my review, but I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do whatever I want because I don't have a lot of days off.
Pretty much.
And... so the game starts off, you crash, you get on a random spot on the island, and the idea is get away from the wreck because you're going to get natives going to come after you. And the native AI is weird. It's basically they're going to test your nerves.
And so originally they'll kind of like look at you in the distance. You'll see a scout and you're like, oh fuck, should I go kill the scout or should I go hide? Better option is probably to go hide. And I was looking at some wikis to kind of figure this out because it doesn't explain anything really. It has like a how to survive like piece of paper you can unfold and kind of tell you different things to build.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you kind of what to do. So I was looking up to see what to do with the natives. And apparently, if you're aggressive right off the bat, they're going to get really aggressive early on. And they will test to see how aggressive you're going to get. So they'll send a dude up to you, come up to you, and just slap the shit out of you. And then he'll run away. Or like, really? Yeah, like they'll come up and like mess with you to see what you're going to do. And you'll see him kind of like hiding in the trees. And you'll see one guy will like run up to you and slap you and run away. Or like, if they get really aggressive off the bat, and it's not always the same, sometimes he'll run up to you and then take one of his weapons and like do a haymaker into you with this like axe thing and pretty much just kill you in one hit. So it's kind of, they're kind of seeing what you react to. Now, sometimes you'll go and attack him, and let's just say I just beat the shit out of this one and dismember him and like fuck him up.
This is the forest?
Yeah, this is a forest. If I do that, like the other natives may either do one or two things. They may immediately try to decimate me, or they may freak the fuck out and run like crazy.
Oh, they should.
So, now here's the weirder part. So, after you've hacked a guy to bits, you can pick up those said bits and make these things called effigies, which are supposed to scare off the natives. Basically, it's pieces of his hands, his arms, his legs, his head, etc., that you assemble together in a little effigy to scare away natives. Now, at night, they go investigate those effigies, so there's no point in really assembling these things together until you've gotten a fort. I tried to build a fort on an island. Unfortunately, swimming takes forever, and then also there's sharks. So I discovered great white sharks, and I got eaten on one of my trips floating logs back and forth between the island and where I was at. But the natives don't swim, so like there was one point where I was trying to survive, because you basically only get, you get like a life and a half, if that makes sense, and I'll get to that in a second. And there was a point where I'd been swimming logs back, or I had found this boat, this like crashed boat, just a little ways offshore, and I was swimming up to it, and I guess there was like some flares and a couple of like protein bars and a couple of other things. I was like, all right, I can kind of use this to hide out as I build. Well, the problem is at night, they found out I was hiding out in the boat, and in the morning, I had a small gathering of natives, probably 15 or so, just hanging out on the shore waiting for me to swim back.
What?
So I swam and I swam and I swam and I finally ran out of energy and I drowned. So, because I was trying to swim my way around it, but you swim like real-time swimming. It takes forever to swim a few feet, right?
Right.
It's not like swimming in any other game where you go as fast as walking or something. You really swim at like a mile an hour, and if there's like, I don't know if it's current affects it or not, but it's like if you were swimming across against the current in real life. Huh. It feels like I'm going half a mile an hour. So, like, I was trying to hide out from these natives, but there was a couple times that I'd go and attack them. And really what happens is you die once, they give you one death, and you wake up in a cave. And this cave can either have the cannibals in there right then, or it cannot. And you'll discover some things that are happening on the island. And the idea is to escape the cave and go on about your game. The problem is it puts you in a different spot than you were before. Now you don't know where all your shit is. But you have, like, almost no health. So you got to bandage up, you got to eat, you got to rehydrate, etc. And you'll still keep all the items you had, and you'll discover items in that cave. But sometimes it'll say, hit L to light lighter, and you're flicking your lighter, flicking your lighter, flicking your lighter. And the first time I did it, I flicked my lighter, and there was like six of them just hanging out, waiting for me to wake up, and they come over and attack my shit and kill me. So it's very random on
if you die twice, then you have to start a new character?
You have to start the game all over.
Oh, that sucks.
So the idea is to figure out how long you can survive. And I've only got as far as 5 days. And that was about an hour.
What happens if you don't start off aggressive?
So there's two schools of thought, because I did some research, Reddit research of all things.
Oh yeah, Reddit, I trust them.
Well, it's a lot of users.
I know.
So some people say, stay moving, don't build a mobile base, build these little hunter's lodges, which are basically a few logs and some sticks, and just hide out, sleep there ever so often, and build new ones as you go. I tried that. That worked a little bit better, but the problem is the natives are always searching for you. So you'll see them sometimes in the distance. You'll see them, they'll like climb up a tree, and one will kind of track your movements. And then as night falls, then a whole group of them will come down and descend on you and try to attack you. So the idea is to build, the other idea, and I think the way the game's built to do, is to build a fort. And then after you like start building your fort and then kind of hide and kind of come back to building it during the day, you know, but kind of hide out at night,
until you can get back to building the fort. And the idea is to kind of build up this fort, and you can build traps like nooses and like these things called a birthday trap, which is like a wall of spikes. You trip thing, something, and then this wall of spikes comes out and impales
you. Right.
So, like.
So, do they only attack you at night?
Yeah, they can attack during the day. They can attack you anytime, but they're way more aggressive at night. Their courage fills up, and they're like, oh, I can take anything on. But then there's different classes of them. Like, there's spearmen, there's axemen, there's, like, leaders.
It looks like there's multi-armed demon type, too.
And there's some weird, like, vagina monster thing I ran into later.
Vagina monster.
It was, like, three bodies or two bodies put into one,
human
and then...
centipede?
Oh, yeah. That would be this...
Actually, hold on. I'll...
That'd be this guy.
Oh, that's ugly looking. Yeah, so my question is, what is the longest someone survived?
Oh, I don't know. So, that's the weird-ass monster thing.
Yeah, that's like... Did you record that?
No, Holly did when we were playing. She's like, I ran into this weird vagina monster.
Oh, she plays it too?
Yeah, me and her were playing it at the same time on Skype trying to... Yeah, it runs at you. Like, look at this. It's weird in its movements. So here it goes. It's getting ready to rear up. It's like a spider, but made out of people. Like three
it's like
people.
Like a human centipede.
See?
But worse. Oh. She's trying to get you with
she's,
her dang
she's
tank.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Did you see? Let me see it. I'll show it to him. Show him. That's what you don't understand why she's laughing, because it's hilarious.
Because it's weird.
Yeah, it's like the makeshift human centipede.
Well,
right, watch,
I mean, this
watch
is...
Rusty.
Here, Rusty, here you go.
That...
Oh. That's what she's laughing about. It's trying to get you with his dank taint.
Wait a second.
With his dank taint?
With his dank taint.
We can't use that as a title. Never mind.
No.
Don't even bother.
That was
very literally.
I was on
literally.
Skype with her. I was like, did that have a vagina?
The vagina monster. So it has, it's like version 0.02. So it's early in
production.
It's the
second version of Alpha. I know that Achievement Hunter, the guys from Rooster Teeth, did a video one of Alpha 1. Like, it's way early in development. And we're talking like 4 or 5 guys that are making this game.
Yeah.
Cool concept so far. I kind of want to wait because the next one's supposed to be multiplayer. So maybe like.
The
me
next
or her.
Horse incarnation?
Yeah, the next cool. The next patch. It's supposed to come out at the end of the month. So me and her were talking about, like, one person can kind of stay on guard while the other person builds, etc.
That would be a really good idea.
And that way we can kind of, like, keep
but
each
would
other
that make,
alive.
Would they have to make the AI, would they have to make the villagers, or the, what do you want to call them, more powerful?
Well, I would assume that they would do something, but who
they're
knows?
Working with expanded AI to be able to do certain things, and and
that would
they're
be creepy
improving
though,
that
because then they could do the whole let's act like something's over here, and you're like, oh, I've never heard that. What is that? And then when you go, they're like if you want to think of it like off of the original Wicker Man, where he was looking for that little girl and he found her.
Yeah, they
and
distract
she's like,
you with something.
Follow me, and they get up to the very top, and it was just all a ruse. Like you hear like someone getting hurt in over the ditch, and like, oh my god, someone else is in our game. And you run over there, and it's nothing. And you go back to your little fort, and all of a sudden they're all there to kill you.
It'd be kind of neat to see more psychological
like distraction.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't scary
that
per
would
se
be
as just challenging and frustrating
psychological terror, dude. That's well, that's when you're like, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm
exactly.
Scared.
And like I said, the AI as it is right now is way smarter than I would have given it credit for. Like, they have some kind of random numbers going on that are saying, let's try to freak them out and see what happens. And Judge's reaction, was he aggressive or not?
I don't know about you, but if an enemy is standing over there and he's obviously observing me,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of freaky. I don't care what game you're playing, you know?
Well, and it is weird because, like, they can climb really quickly. So, like, you'll see one in the distance, you'll look to your right, and you'll see
like,
these cannibals just, like, scurry up a tree.
Like,
which then I proceeded to chop down.
Right?
That's like, I'll teach you.
Can you light the forest
like
on fire?
Like Japanese demon scurry?
Can you light
yeah.
the forest on fire?
Where they just go up things unnaturally quick. I remember...
it's kind of weird like that.
Listen, they put the whole thing, burn the forest
well,
down.
Not like I won't be at work tomorrow and you can try it out.
Right.
That's
it's a fairly small download.
That's what I would do. I'd just burn the whole forest down. Screw it. Let's see you go somewhere without any trees. I've got other things
I need to do tomorrow. I actually work tomorrow too, so.
But other than that, like, I played a lot of that. Played a lot of 7 Days because I keep updating the shit out of that.
Yeah, I saw you were playing a bunch of that. You were playing with other people.
I was playing with TJ and Holly.
Don't be jealous.
But nice. Don't be jealous.
It's not my chosen type of game.
Don't you get jealous.
But we...
Fine, I'm jealous.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've built several bases at this point. Like, I'm getting to a point where... Like, I've been trying to mine out in the desert, and it's fairly difficult. I'm not finding ore, but I'm finding a shitload of rock, so I'm just, like, making this big cobblestone house out of a gas station, which is, like, probably, like, 12 rows of spikes out. So zombies... Like, it's still a challenge, but, like, they're doing way less damage to me than they were, like, 4 days ago in the game. But they keep... The thing about that game is, every day, the zombies get a little bit more powerful, and they send more herds at you. And so at this point, I'm getting, like, herds of 30, like, 3 and 4 times a day, which I can do one of two things. Go out there and kill them, or I can wait for them to hit my defenses, but they're going to take down some of my defenses. Right. So might as well go out there with my sledgehammer and clean up and then use my shotgun occasionally because I'm way out of shells at this point. So I don't know how much longer I can last until, like, either I got to find another base or hide somewhere. So I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm almost SOL at that point, with the point I am in the game, and I'm kind of holding off. But the other game I played a lot of, I went back to play XCOM Enemy Unknown on Marathon Mode.
Marathon Mode. Explain.
It's so awesome.
Explain.
Marathon Mode is just, they give you way more missions in between big story points. You have way more time. But there's more hard enemies with your lesser technology.
And you run into situations where if your guys get injured, then...
I've got, like, 30 guys. I got, like, 15 guys on the bench right now, and about 30 dead, and a crap load of rookies, and then the people I keep naming as friends I somehow save most of the time. So, I keep getting all these chicks, and I've run out of chick names of chicks that I know. So, at this point, like, it gets to a point where it's, like, Facebook weird, so it's only, like, chicks I know, like, I hang out with. So...
I got a name generator. You might want to use that.
Maybe so, but, like, you know, it's easy for me to put people in my game that I know real well.
Right.
So, like, the people that I know real well, like...
I died, didn't I?
Actually, I'd only have 3 male characters at this point.
Oh, well.
So far, it's me and Trent and John, and then I'll expand the universe out to you guys.
Oh, God.
Well, once I can get another male character that can, like... So I made this rule with myself. If they can make it up to the 3rd rank, then they get a name. And that name will be somebody that I know. They just keep dying.
If you survive to your name day, you will get a name.
Well, if one guy survives to December 5th, are you just going to name him me?
Well, we'll get an Earl at some point, too.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But, like, eventually I want to get all the names of the people in the cast, but, like, I really do have, like, 25 women on my team and, like, 4 guys.
Well, women are better shots.
And I set up, like, you can set up the new differentials, like, it gives them random stats. And I don't remember before if you could pick if they're going to be a sniper or assault or medic or whatever.
No.
Like, everybody's a sniper on my team. I have so many fucking snipers.
How the hell do you end up doing that? Because once they get close enough, I mean, they will...
Well, I set it to where they rank immediately as soon as I get rookies. But I've got so many snipers. Like, I want to say that between benched and rookies and, like, experienced people, out of my 30 people, like, 18 of those are snipers. They have, like, 2 assault classes and, like, 5 support classes.
Huh.
And then a couple of heavies. So, like, all my friends are supports right now and snipers. And none of the heavies have made it very far.
When I play that game, I normally have a team A and a team B, and I generally try to keep people alive. Like, if I can get to the point where I will I will save during a mission, and if somebody dies.
I'm playing this the smart way. I'm letting it auto-save the last 3 plays, so you can go back 2 plays if somebody dies.
Yeah.
And it doesn't auto-save too much. It's not like... You get 30 minutes into a mission, it'll let you go 12 steps back. It'll let you go 3, and I think that's fair.
Mm.
You'd be fairly fucked at 3 points.
Yeah.
But, anyways, one thing I am noticing, though, is there is so much more going on now that I'm playing it on Marathon Mode. It doesn't feel... Like, the game is never rushed, but it really forces you to fly through that tech tree, like, as fast as you can, to only pick certain things. Now I'm letting it flesh out a little bit, and some of the events, like, you know... the invasion on HQ. I'm not going to go too much into that, but like I finally got to the invasion of HQ at like 10 hours in, but I just now, like, I should have skipped laser weapons and went straight to plasma, but it's taken too long. So I went ahead and got laser weapons. I just have laser weapons right now at that point, which before I had plasma weapons, you know. But I have like half my base built, like in terms of like what I've built underground.
Right.
So like I'm getting to a point where the other stuff's going to come faster, but I still haven't done autopsies on certain aliens at this point.
Yeah.
Like it's that early on the game.
What starting position did you pick?
I always pick North America because I want to get good planes to shoot down spaceships.
Gotcha.
Because I've tried it the other way and I don't seem to do very well. So if you pick North America, you get the 50% bonus on ships or whatever. And so I got it all the way trucked up with, you know, abilities, etc., so that I can shoot down the bigger ships.
I take instant autopsies and interrogations. South America, I think it is.
Really? I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at a point where autopsies are only taking me 4 days.
Right, but I mean that's still 4 days where you can put towards, you know, your
research.
Shit, but yeah, I played quite a bit of that.
Have you played the Enemy Unknown?
Enemy Within? Yeah, I've played about 60-75% way through on that.
That's gonna be my game this summer.
Okay.
Because I finally got my genetics and my cybernetics at lab, so like all the chicks are snipers. Don't ask me why. I just got so many chick snipers. So I, like, everybody that's even remotely close friend to me, like to the point where I got Matt's wife on my roster too, are all snipers. So like I have this big army of chick snipers that are, you know, because that just made sense to me, you know, Annie Oakley thing. But
if you have two of the freaking paraplegics, I mean the mechs, and then you got four snipers behind them.
The problem is I need to unlock the support abilities for the mech, so I still have one support, which is me, which is not modded out with anything other than gene mods, and then I have the two heavies, which are Trent and John, which are like kind of support slash assault mechs. Like I got one equipped with a flamethrower and one with a punch, and that flamethrower comes in handy so much. Like, remember the aliens that come out that create zombies? And I can't remember the spider ones.
I fucking hate them. Sectoids.
So I'm not as scared of those as I was in the last game because I got the two mechs, which mop those things up so fast.
Well,
and they can't be turned into zombies. So the kinetic punch will take out one of those sectoids in one punch.
Mm-hmm.
The flamethrower will cause them to panic and will do 6 damage out of their, what is it, 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it'll do 6 out of their 8 and cause them to panic and run away, and then I can just pick them off with my other two guys.
I don't want them to panic, though. That's the thing.
Well, the thing is, though, like there was a mission that unlocked for me this game that's never unlocked for me before. Like, several missions that have unlocked for me that I've never unlocked before. Even new environments, because I'm playing it on marathon mode. Like, it's giving it way more time to flesh out and give me more variables. So, like, right now, I got this one. It's like, go investigate this cruise liner out in Finland or something like that. And it was a area with a whale that had beached up that was birthing these sectoids and creating this whole town of zombies.
Yeah.
Which is something I'd never gotten for. Like, they're bursting out of sharks and bursting out of this whale. And I had to do an airstrike on it, which is something I never did before. I even got an achievement for it because I'd never done it before.
That's actually part of the Enemy Within experience, because that was a new one that I'd seen. That was actually really interesting.
I made it out with one turn to go, and just finally got all my guys out because I kept shooting back. I was like, I gotta kill some of these fuckers. I had 24 of them before I made it out.
Well, they start spawning quicker and quicker and quicker.
Yeah, towards the end, I had like 8 on my ass, and I was just like hauling ass. I knew the mechs could move a lot further per turn, so they're kind of supporting as my other guys ran. But yeah, that game is amazing. Like, I want to play that tonight, and I know that I may only get one mission in, but that's the thing about it. Like, I realize that that's like one of my favorite strategy games of all time is that XCOM game, especially Enemy Within, is so well crafted because it's in the tradition of, like, Civ. It's not, like, here are some key points in the progress of the game, but it's a different experience every time. You're going to pick up different missions in between. You're going to pick up the story beats as you go, and you research this shit, that progresses you to the next path. But if you don't, you can just wait for a while, and either all the other nations will hate you, and you'll lose the game, or you'll progress a whole bunch of shit before you want to go. And it's kind of balancing that out before I want to go to the next story beat.
Yeah.
And I've only lost Mexico so far. Like 9 hours in, and I only lost one country.
See,
I'm doing pretty good.
See, with Enemy Within, it's way easier to lose the country, especially with the extra shit that's going on.
Yeah,
because you can only pick one out of like three things.
Well, I'm like getting my satellites up. Like that's my biggest priority is getting satellites up because I don't know it instantly lowers panic by quite a bit per country and gives you cash.
Yeah,
because you can only sell so much shit on the gray market before you're out of cash.
Yeah, you shoot yourself in the foot.
But, yeah, that game is so... Like, I'm just realizing this. Like, I was playing so much Tactics Ogre. I was like, alright, I'm not really wanting to sit down and look at my PSP. So I plugged into my TV and played a little bit. And I was like, alright, this game is tedious and great on a road trip, but not really great when I'm just sitting here on my couch. Like, I realized, again, XCOM has the perfect balance of strategy and quickness. Each one of those missions is 15 minutes long. You know, unless it really starts to draw out. Yes. And that part is so addictive. Oh, I'm just going to do one more. I'm just going to do one more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do one more. Before you know it, you've played that game for like 5 hours.
And that's
how you know it's a good game.
That's a really good
game. It is one of my favorite games. Like, I can't deny that because I, going back through it again, I'm just like, man, I'm just going to finish it. But I'm going to do it on the longest setting possible because I enjoy it so much.
Right. And you don't want to go through it again afterwards. That type of game actually is one of the older style games that, you know, that I picked up. Do you remember back in the PlayStation days, the game called Vandal Hearts?
Yeah.
That was my very first, you know, turn-based situation, like, you know, like that, where you're moving units, you had a certain distance you could move, you know, where you could fire, different things like that.
See, mine was Fallout, so that's kind of the same,
yeah,
same style of thing.
And then, of course, you know, everybody remembers Final Fantasy Tactics, which took that one step further.
That's one of the only other games I have on my PSP is Tactics Ogre, Final Fantasy Tactics, and then Third Birthday, which doesn't fit into that genre at all.
See, Final Fantasy Tactics, I got into... It's one of those games when you get into it and you play it and you understand it, you know, you continue playing it because it's good.
So imagine Final Fantasy Tactics with, like, 3 times more depth on your class selection, and that's Tactics Ogre.
Ouch.
And on top of that, you can rewind battles. So if you really fuck something up royally, you can go back like 20 steps and fix what you messed up. But the battles, there were instances where we were driving and I was playing in the back seat and I realized that I lost an hour and a half to a battle. So, and that's again, I like tonight when I get done with the show, I know I can play an XCOM battle or two, but I can't get into Tactics Ogre. I'll be up till 3 in the morning. So it's not one of those, like, it's a weird game to put on a PSP because it's not so pick up and put down.
Right.
Like, even though the PSP will just autosave for a little while, but, like, I don't know, XCOM is so good.
I'm getting an extra copy of that, too. When I picked up
too.
Enemy Within, it came with a copy of the original.
Heck, so, I have a fucking copy on my PS3, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I got it as one of the free games.
Yeah, see, my inventory on my Steam here shows that I have quite a bit.
Yeah, I have that and Dead Island and a couple of other games that I've been kind of sitting on. Like, I have a copy of Torchlight, but everybody has Torchlight.
I have...
Do they?
Half-Life.
If you had a Steam account, you'd have one now.
Yeah.
I have Half-Life 2 and Half-Life 2 Episode 1.
I do have a Steam account.
And I have XCOM.
Want a copy of Torchlight?
Well, I don't have internet on my computer. You know that. Stop putting me on the spot, Justin!
Well...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. But if I ever do get the internet to the computer, yes, I will.
I got a Wi-Fi adapter you could borrow.
Right? Just hack somebody's Wi-Fi.
Kids are so small. Yeah. It's a problem. Listen, when kids are really small, you can't really do a lot of stuff except play with them and love them. When they get older and they can fend for themselves, then they can play with you, and that's when it starts working. But right now, it's really hard to
that's
play
when with you know, that's when they get old enough to have a 3DS and you can play Pokemon with them.
Or you just do what Matt does and sit him on his lap and then he plays Diablo.
Ah, crap. So,
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the sprinkling of games that I played in between, but...
Yeah.
So, well, you know.
So, Jason.
So, yeah. So, my week was awesome. Work, and then Borderlands 2, because my wife decided to have her 12-year-old... 10-year-old cousin spend the night with us Saturday night.
You can't remember? 12, yeah, 10, I can't. Whatever.
You know how many cousins she has under the age of 15?
At that point, they're just short.
No.
They're short people.
Right?
Stop, little people. Stop.
No, my wife's dad is the youngest of 16.
Holy shit.
So, my wife has many cousins below the age of 15.
I don't keep track.
Too many to count.
I don't keep track of it all.
Not to mention all the nieces and nephews she has.
That's the whole reason why I picked up Borderlands 2 on the PC, because I saw them playing it, and I'm like, man, I've been meaning to migrate that particular part of the collection over to PC, and for like $9.99 or something like that, you get that plus all the DLC for it, and I've never played any of the Borderlands 2 DLC, so I was like, yeah, shit, I'll go ahead and get that.
Right.
But it was your fault.
It was my fault. Okay. Well, but I'll take credit for it because it's a good fault.
Yeah, I guess. I'll be playing it tonight probably, but
look at that. I agree to these terms.
What do you agree to?
Something that somebody else has been bugging me to play. Gone Home.
Oh. There was another...
It's $2.99. Like, it's normally $20.
Which you? What?
Gone Home's $2.99.
Oh, Gone Home.
It's only on sale for 4 more hours at $2.99.
That's the point. It's a walking simulator is what it says.
For what?
Exploration, short. It looks interesting, but it's kind of like that mystery thing, right?
It's a classic adventure game is what I keep hearing for people that grew up in the 80s, essentially. So, some people of another cast really recommend it, so I'm going to try it.
Kind of like a... it's not a point and click, because you're able to walk around and see stuff, but you pick up objects and you move them around and things like that to see if there's clues in the back side of things, which is very mist-like, you know?
Yeah. But some people I respect really like that game, so I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I know at least half the No Quarters crew is kind of big into it, so I'm gonna try it out.
Huh. I'm gonna probably try it out on
Steam Family Sharing.
Steam Family Sharing. Well, no, it's 85% off. It fits the criteria.
Like at under a $5 price point is hard for me to ignore. If it's something I'm just even a little bit interested in.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean,
like, I've given myself 25 real dollars that I can spend, plus all the money I'm making from selling my cards. I didn't mention that. I've sold a lot of cards.
Yeah.
I sold $30 worth of cards on the Steam market, so, like, I've already paid for some of my Steam sale shit on that.
I've been waiting. I've been hoping that when I pick up one of these games for $3 or something like that, that I get a foil card. Because the commodities market for the foil card in there, they had to set up a special market for the summer sale cards.
Yeah,
because they go so quick. So the running price for a foil card is like up in the $3 range. So I'm hoping that I can get a foil card from buying shit, so I could just get money back for that game, get a free game out of that shit. Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, most of my games are free. So far, like, real money, I've spent about $15.
I think I've spent, like, 25-ish, probably 28 now.
Yeah, I'm just, again, waiting on a couple of wishlist items to go down, and then I'll probably spend a little bit more, and I'll be done. But that's really the way that you should do this. Like, during Christmas, there was a lot of stuff I didn't have, and I was buying for friends. Like, I probably spent $85 on... Well, I spent more than that.
Yeah.
I spent probably $150 on the Steam sale during Christmas, but I was buying for a lot of other people, and I spent about $30 on myself. Whereas this time around, I'm probably going to spend about $30 on myself, and that's what I'm going to call it quits.
Yeah, so that's...
That's still less than the price of a single game half the time. And there's nothing out right now. Like, there's literally nothing coming out at all for the next 90 days, or next 6 weeks, really. So, to me, it's fairly justified.
Yeah. Well, being able to pick, for me, it's just getting things moved over from my Xbox collection to my PC collection.
Well, it's like I bought BattleBlock Theater and Castle Crashers for $1.99 for the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a deal. They're both $15 games. So, really, even on normal sales, they're like usually $10 or $8. And I was just like, both for $2? Yes. Mm-hmm. Go in my shopping cart.
I see Just Cause 2 is $2.99.
I've been meaning to play that.
They have Knights of Armalar, The Reckoning for $4.99, which is that game is like...
Massive.
Massive. For $5, that's worth it.
Free on PS3?
Well, Borderlands 2... $4.99 or $9.99 if you get all the DLCs. That's a big game for a lot less. So, you know, there's a lot of good shit going on right now. I'm buying this.
What'd you buy?
I've gone home. I'm gonna pick it up for myself.
Give us something to review. Way late.
Way late, yeah.
Way late.
I do not want to use my Steam wallet.
You got money in it.
Might as well, I guess.
So with that, yeah, my week was boring.
66 cents.
And uneventful.
Wow. If you had Steam, you could sell your cards. So what I do, I craft badges of the ones I think I want to play more of, and then the ones that I'm not going to play for a while, I sell the cards off.
It works.
Or like in the case of XCOM, I'll earn more cards and sell those and earn more and sell those. Like, I'm basically just slaving away.
See, the card system for this, I have not actually gotten down. So after you get 4 cards or however many the card drops are, I see booster packs, but I don't see anything else.
You go to the forums and you trade cards. That's usually what I do, is I just say, I got these cards, you want to trade? Then I'll set up a trade, and then somebody will basically IM me, and then we'll just swap cards, basically.
Right.
And then I'll do that for different cards. And I do it to a point where it's almost automated, like I can come home and trade 5 or 6 cards.
Nice. All right, and with that, I think it's a good time for a break.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to work out our news.
Work out some news and a question, and we'll be back.
XCOM.
To the place that you came around. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Carter.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Carter.
All right. Anyway, so we're gonna go through news or question. What are we doing, Jason?
No, let's go ahead and do news first.
Oh, why you would do that?
I would do that.
I got one.
You got it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I got the touch.
You got the touch.
The bad.
You got
so,
the power.
Back in 2012, Philips was trying to sue Nintendo.
Ah, you're going to bring that one up now, huh?
Yeah. Was that one of yours?
Oh, well, that was number one on the list here.
It'll bring to some discussion.
Yes, it will.
So, essentially what it is they had a patent that said basically if you had a device that could point at a camera and throw control commands into said camera for gaming usage, that was an idea that they had patented, and there were 2 such patents that were important that some UK court ruled as true for Philips, in favor of Philips versus the Wii and the Wii U wand. And right now they're seeking damages, and they want to ban the sale of both consoles in the US.
Okay.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
It's not only ridiculous, it's not even right. Let's see. You go on with what you've got, and I'll add to her.
Oh, it's just the... The wording on the Philips patents make them sound similar, but not the same. In no way...
Oh, just read it. The patents can be described as devices with a camera and a physical motion sensor working with a computer system and pointing device. The patent explains that the pointing device sends commands to the computer system, their input through hand gestures. Motion trajectory of the pointing device is used. Ah. Which I wonder if they're going to go after Kinect next.
If I may, there's a couple key points in that language right there that throws me off. One, the use of the word camera. The Wii Remote and the Wii U sensor is not a camera. It's an infrared sensor.
Right. It senses the lights put out.
Right. And the Wii Remote sends signals based on gesture. No. Well, it does kind of, but it uses an accelerometer in the controller to That's send that information. Word. Accelerometer?
That's a made up word.
No, just look her up. It's definitely there.
Hey, I was hired to lead, not to read. Okay.
So, right. what that tells me is that A, it's not a camera, and B, it's using an accelerometer, not a gesture, to be able to control the system. Therefore, those two are two glaring things that say it's not the same. That patent doesn't apply. What if you take that same logic though and apply it to the PlayStation's Move controller?
Right.
That uses a camera, and it uses a gesture system based off of the location of where the Move controller is. So that fits more than the Wii Remote.
But why are they picking, ruled.
But why are they picking on Nintendo on this?
Free money.
But it doesn't even fit. That's the thing.
It's a way for people to get money. Everybody wants to sue everybody over something.
Well, there's, you know, and I know that Nintendo's going to go ahead and appeal on this. And I believe using that same logic and improving upon, you know, that logic, because I am no legal major or anything like that, they can definitely get that overturned. There's no way that Philips is going to prevent the Wii and the Wii U from being sold in the U.S. based off of that patent.
Well, and honestly, too, like, we still won't see a ruling till next month in July, which I'd be interested to see what actually happens from that. The thing is Nintendo is an old company. They have a lot of money.
It's not like it doesn't. Thing.
I don't think they'll be able to ban the sale of the Wii U. And I think because they're so stubborn and so set in their ways, it doesn't matter like what the Wii loses, etc. Like, I still can think that it's going to take a lot for them to kill off the Wii U. Even with that, I don't think that they can stop it, to be honest with you, because they are a multi-billion-dollar company. They are a bigger company in terms of like gross product in gaming than Sony and Microsoft. No, think about it. Think about it. They have all these Chinese users now at this point, and that company is worth, like, their game division is worth more than both Microsoft and Sony combined.
Well, that's just because they've internally made the games instead of...
They also huge amount of cash flow. I mean...
Like, they don't... Like, from listening to other reports and things like that, like, Nintendo has so much more money than these other companies that even if they take a loss, even if it's a quote-unquote big loss, they can still afford to survive in a pretty easy manner.
I don't think that they should have
I don't think this patent's going to kill them.
Well, I don't think the patent situation should even apply.
Well, they're planning on appealing the decision already. So,
of course, and based off of the arguments that I bring up, I mean, if they look at those, they're going to appeal and win because it's not a camera; it is an infrared sensor.
That's right.
You know, so
I agree with your made-up words.
You would.
I just think it's silly.
But yeah, I mean, I don't.
What gaming system does Philips have?
Well,
they made CD drives for fucking Xbox.
Yeah. Well, what's next for Philips? Because they could use the same patent against Sony. You know, for the Move controllers.
It's true.
You know, so, I mean, the Move controllers do have buttons on them. They do send signals to
to their quote-unquote computer.
That's why I like the Kinect.
So, I mean, even the Kinect...
Whoa, let's not...
It's a camera.
It's a camera, but it doesn't have a controller, that's which is right, the big thing.
Because I'm the controller.
That's right. You are the
controller. And I play bocce ball. And I whoop. I get beat
by you play Dance Kinect. Revolution.
My dude. Wife beats me at bocce ball. I'm not going to play around.
But, yeah, it's a big thing. It could affect Nintendo, but I don't think it's going to affect them at all.
I don't think it'll be in a big way.
It's not going to be...
They're not going to ban the Wii U sales.
They're going to be called
you're
the
not
Philips
stop
U.
the Wii U.
It's going to be called the Philips U.
What will end up happening
oh,
is
fail
that they,
you.
The worst-case scenario that's going to happen is they appeal, they lose for whatever reason, Nintendo buys the intellectual property rights for the patent, and business goes on as usual. Phillips gets a little
you.
Payday out of it, and that's it. Hey,
are you gonna get,
they
are you
can
gonna
suck
get
it.
You?
They can suck my wand.
Is gonna get, hey,
they
hey,
can suck my Wii remote.
Hey, are they going to feel you?
No, they're not going to feel me.
That's what they're going to call it, is the feel you. Hey,
the feel
hey,
you?
Hey, why don't you hey, feel you?
Feel me.
Feel you, baby. The feel you.
Jesus Christ. You're a wonderful person.
That's what they're
going to
call it.
You're a wonderful person,
indeed. That's what they're going to call it. The feel you.
The feel you. Mm-hmm. All right.
You got some more news?
I do have a couple bits of news here.
If you cover my news, I'm going to punch you in your face, just so you know.
What's your news?
Why don't you cover it?
I'm going to wait. I want to see if you cover it.
Oh, jeez. Really?
That's right.
All right. So those people that are looking for new details on the Witcher game, Witcher 3, a couple design documents were leaked online from an employee who used Google Drive for some of their information, which I kind of find weird. But anyway, these documents include, you know, design choices and spoilers for the game.
No, not spoilers.
So,
I missed it. What game?
For Witcher 3.
I need you to pay attention.
Okay.
It's the Witcher
3. So, it was posted on Reddit, and if you don't want the game to be spoiled for you,
don't go there.
Shouldn't be looking too hard for Witcher 3 leaks.
Hey, don't look. It's a trap.
It's it's
Admiral Ackbar will tell you.
It's a trap. Yeah, but it says tread the internet with caution because the spoilers are out there. Of course, they're trying to quash them as they find them. But of course, the internet is expensive. Another bit of news here is Battlefield Hardline. Everybody was worried about Hardline being annualized like the Call of Duty franchise.
I know me and the fellers at work by the water cooler were worried about that. We were talking about it.
Of course they were.
Of course Danny was.
Is it? Oh, he's not.
Well,
he's not,
I mean,
him.
Between Battlefield,
the fellas,
the normal Battlefield games, and then now the new Battlefield franchise, they were worried that it was going to take a Modern Warfare and Black Ops.
To me, it just seems like an overpriced DLC.
Rusty, I can't take the suspense anymore. Please tell me. Is it going to be like that?
No.
Oh! Oh, happy day!
The EA Studios Executive Vice President said that it's not necessarily the plan to annualize the Hardline IP.
I don't like that statement. I don't like that statement at all. It's not necessarily...
Not necessarily the plan.
Oh, but if it just happens to be that way,
it doesn't necessarily mean, the quote is, it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to annualize Battlefield, and that's the way it's, and that's the way it's going to be forever and ever.
That's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. That's what he just said, basically.
It does not necessarily need to annualize everything that they put out. So that's a good thing to know. I mean,
but they're
gone. They need to have a Battlefield game that stands out on their own, and that's
like Bad Company.
Listen,
a fun single player game.
It's not necessary that I, rub my head and think of you every time I do it, but I still do it.
Well,
I don't like that statement. That's not necessary. That means they're going to do it. It means
they're leaving the door
open,
ajar.
They're gonna leave the door open because, of course, if Hardline If Hardline sells like they think it's going to sell, I don't see it.
Why not make it another year? Oh, sorry, guys. We just accidentally released this again. My bad. Please buy it.
Hardline 2.
I think...
The quest for more money.
You know what's funny? We're talking about these kinds of shooter games.
Yeah.
What's that new Tom Cruise movie with the exosuits?
The Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow, yeah.
God, what is that movie so
yeah,
bad?
I saw that and I immediately thought of the Call of Duty movie.
Is it good? Don't tell me about it. I want to watch it.
I said that.
You said that last week and I was like, and then I saw that trailer and I was like, holy shit.
I was right.
The same suits.
Exactly.
Way to be original, Call of Duty.
Yeah,
way to just fall on what's safe. Because you can't take any risks.
Whoa. Yeah. Listen.
Did he rip a car door off? Did he? I've never seen the movie. Did he?
I don't know.
Jason, did he rip a car door off?
Yes.
Okay.
He did.
There you go. Hey, you know what movie had the exosuits before that?
Exo Squad?
Well, I'm talking about a movie. Talking about a movie. One that people have seen.
Aliens.
G.I. Joe. When they were running.
There was also an exosuit in Transformers,
listen,
if you remember.
Listen,
correctly.
Nobody watched Transformers. That's like some B studio.
I stopped watching Transformers.
No one watched it. Listen.
Fuck Michael Bay.
Trans who?
No one knows who that is.
No one knows who the new one,
the old one.
What is the word you call it?
The cartoon.
Whoa. What is the word you use? Trans what?
I'm going to hit you.
Trans what? That.
I'm going to hit you.
The GoBots. Now I know who those are. Okay? The Trans who?
That's like Beetleborgs, man.
That's a made up name.
Beetleborgs and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Trans whatever. Trans put me in a sleep because I don't know how to say that name. Next you're going to tell me there's things called like Bumblebee and Starscream and Megatron and whatever.
And Soundwave.
Those are all made up words, okay?
Made up words again.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I lost track. I was smoking crack again. I'm sorry. I was pulling a Rob Ford. My bad.
The train has been derailed.
I am waiting to hear if my news is pretty epic.
So just say it.
I'm waiting.
How about you go for it?
No, I'm going to wait because I don't want to bust your bubble.
If I step all over your feet, you're going to scream.
I will punch you in your face.
See?
I'm waiting.
Go for it.
Spit it out.
Go for it.
My phone's dead. Now I can't find it.
All right, go, Rusty.
Really?
Wow.
Jason, do you have something? Because I do.
No, Justin kind of stole my thunder there.
Dang it, Justin. Stole people's thunder.
So, did you order The Last of Us on The Last of Us Remastered?
I'm waiting to see if there's an upgrade for $10.
You know I did. Please tell me more.
Sony lowered the pre-order price for PlayStation 4 for Last of Us Remastered by $10.
That's why I bought it.
But a bunch of people already ordered it for $59.99.
But if they had done it on Amazon,
those people are going to get
a $10 refund.
So it's including all the DLC, right?
It looks like it.
Is it $49 now?
It is.
$10 cheaper.
Customers who are already ordered the pre-ordered the game for $59.99
needs to go down again.
It does.
I need to be
$10. Now they get it's now to $49.99.
Heck yeah, within my price range.
Let's see.
I'm glad people can't see my face.
Sony VP of Publishing and Developing Relations Adam Boyce told an unhappy customer on Twitter that a refund would be coming within the next 5 to 7 days.
When are they going to tax that refund?
So, of course they will. Of course.
Sorry, it's only $5. It's only $4.55 because we had.
That's why you buy stuff on Amazon.
Well, that's the thing. They originally said that there would not be any refunds.
That's right.
On pre-orders.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a warning for customers. They may not cancel a pre-order at any time, and refunds will not be available for pre-orders.
Sorry about you, buddy.
But it looks like they're working on getting that taken care of.
Well, they saw the light.
Yes.
Lots of unhappy customers.
So, that's good. That's good.
Yay.
That's a mighty fine looking dog.
Isn't it? It's such dog.
Such dog.
So is that what you got for
many looks?
Dog.
Um,
Listen, I have some more if you want. I've got the internet at my disposal here.
Why don't we talk about this?
I have the internet at my disposal. Riot Games, the makers of League of Legends,
that's right,
said that they have introduced a new company initiative called Q-Dodge.
Q-Dodge.
Which allows North America new hires to receive 10% of their annual salary if they leave the company within 60 days.
Heck yeah! Quitting jobs the American way.
Get this. Please tell We're me. Offering new hires cash to quit.
Heck yeah.
Their idea behind it is that not just to dare them to leave, but those people who don't quite fit with the corporate structure of the company that would feel kind of out of place in their situation.
Awkward.
Will have an out that they can that is encouraged them to take so that they're not the bad employee, the one that the the employee that's not very happy with their job, so they're not going to do the best work they can.
Ooh, the morale buster.
They're setting up a quote, well-lit, safe exit path for those people who just don't fit with their corporate structure, which is an interesting look at it. I mean, I know plenty of people
Hope they don't pay them first because then people could mug them in that nice lit alleyway.
But, I mean, it's an interesting way of looking at things.
So they need to downsize, so they're just offering people, if you want to quit.
It's not that. It's not that. Because those people who have worked there already aren't qualifying for that. These are just the new hires. Imagine the business that you work for. The new hires go through the first, first month, find out this is not the job for them.
So we're going to pay them off.
So you pay them off 10% of what they would normally make in a year. That's not a bad idea. And get rid of them so that they're not going to cause customer service issues and perform badly.
Like what I'm hearing. It's not a bad idea.
10%.
Right. I mean,
it's not that much because if you only made $400 in a month, 10% of that's $40.
No. That's for the annual salary.
Oh, my bad. Annual. Well, that sucks even worse.
Well, you have to take into account.
New hire. You're not a new hire.
So think like $3,000.
Well, that's okay. You take into account
that these, that they would be normally hiring coders and designers and things like that.
So they're probably making a decent chunk of money.
Right.
We're not talking about somebody that makes, $12 an hour. We're talking about somebody that probably makes $40 or $50.
If you got leveled in and they say we're going to give you a $40,000 annual salary, then that's $4,000. But that's all right, though. Why would you? I would take it if I knew this wasn't mine. Like, well, this is way too bad.
I'd be like, all right.
I'll take my $4,000, then I'll go travel for a little bit, have a good day in peace.
Those people who get hired into.
Only had a couple months, to be honest with you.
It's not bad at all.
See, that,
continue.
That's the thing.
Continue with the news stories.
If you ran into a situation like that, if I was a coder or a designer and I knew that. That's just not the environment that I want to work with. Like, if I had to work with Justin, for instance.
Oh, I would love it. I do it every day. I love it. It's the best part of my day.
I would take the payout and leave.
Except for the 3 days you're not there. And
it's
then
kind of like a severance package, almost.
It's not bad.
That's an interesting take on video game developing. It's not something that's used very
well. Often. And it's weird because video games typically have big periods where they're ramping up towards something, and they hire a bunch of extra coders, and then they leave. But I don't know what Riot Games is making.
Riot Games is making League of Legends. They're the developer
for
League.
Right, but they're maintaining it.
Right. But they have, apparently there's they have a unique company culture, and a lot of the...
Does that mean they don't have an HR policy?
It's called the Caligula Factor.
Maybe.
It's called the Caligula Factor.
So if they've...
The CF, in other words.
Like, nobody can be offended in this office.
Oh, well,
ooh, that's like in my department where I work.
Right?
Nobody. Swear jar.
Nobody. There's no swear jar back there anymore. That guy took down a long time
ago. It's got too full?
No, it's just people stop putting money in it.
Whoop, whoop.
No, that's somebody telling me that you haven't found my story.
But, yeah.
So what's your story?
I'm waiting.
I've got a couple other ones.
Go for it. Let's see what you got.
Oh, jeez. Seriously. Why do I have to be the dispenser of knowledge here?
Because that's what I looked up on the internet.
All right.
I
so those people
Rusty,
who are...
You know what? It said dispenser of knowledge.
Spencer?
The dispenser.
Dispenser. The Spencer of Knowledge.
The Dispenser of Knowledge. That'd be a good adult movie name.
The Spencer of Knowledge?
The Dispenser.
Oh, okay.
Dispenser.
The Dispenser
of
all
Knowledge.
Right. All right, so
wow, come on,
those people
going.
Are that are like Justin, that like the original Fallout games.
What?
Know that the Fallout, the original Fallout franchise, Fallout, Fallout 2, and Fallout Tactics... we're taking off of Steam earlier this year.
I was very sad by that news.
Because the whole Interplay, Interplay issue. When Bethesda took over those rights, they had to put it back on Steam, and they said that that would be the earliest possible date. They would do so at the earliest possible date. Well, that seems to be just recently. So they are currently now on Steam, Fallout, Fallout 2, and Fallout Tactics, and... I have not actually checked their prices.
Man, have you beat all of them already, Moss?
No, except for Tactics. I wasn't a big fan of that.
Let's see.
You know what? It's a really good site for games aside from Steam that's also having a sale that I just realized.
There is a couple of good ones that are...
GOG.
GOG. Good old games.
GOG. Yeah. I'm saying
so
GOG.
I really like Risen. And the whole Risen saga right now is $7.98.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Buy that right now. Saga Master's Choice.
there was also the other bundles game site too.
The thing about good old games is they got really old stuff too. So if you're looking for something really old,
oh, that's right.
Like Arcanum of Steamworks and Magic Obscura, which is an old as shit game. Like, they have stuff like that. Get Planescape Torment on here, which is not something you're going to be able to get on Steam, to be honest with you. The site doesn't have quite the amount of games that you have with Steam, but some of the stuff that's a little harder to find, like Jade Empire's on here, for crying out loud. You won't find that on Steam because it's a Bioware thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, move on.
Right, so where was I at? Yeah. I was looking up the Fallout stuff. They have them on sale right now. They're 50% off.
Heck yeah!
Which means like what, $3?
So you can get Fallout for $4.99,
mm-hmm.
Fallout 2 for $4.99, and Tactics for $4.99. So
that's less than a mil for two.
So that's not bad.
Not at all.
And the one other piece of news that interested me that hasn't been mentioned yet was the still delayed multiplayer heists for GTA 5.
Jeez.
Thank you, Rockstar.
I thought Jason was about to announce my big news reveal, but he didn't.
I love you, Rockstar.
I love Rockstar too.
Not if you keep doing this, so.
They made an energy drink for my friend Justin that he liked. Thank you, Rockstar.
Rockstar
sponsor.
And Arkham Knight has been delayed as well.
Oh, Batman!
I'm not as excited as some people for that game.
I'm not either. Just because you said so. I'm not excited either.
I am, but that's because I loved.
I'm not into strafing Batmobiles, but I'll see what they do with that.
I will too.
Strafing Batmobile.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen.
Go for it.
Now, I know what you're telling yourself.
For your ear holes.
Everyone at this table. I want to take a vacation. Yet, I'm afraid there may be some places in the United States that may be like the 20s. I don't know about everybody here, but I enjoy me a good pinball game. And would you believe in some places there is a ban on pinball machines? But not anymore! Starting this week, Oakland, the vacation capital of the world, is expected to lift its 80-year-old ban on pinball machines.
Didn't they consider
Holy
them
shit.
Gambling?
And that's a good point. Yeah. Leading up to what I was about to say next, it is. Because the bumper, or flippers, if you want to refer to it that way, did not begin till the 40s. So in the 30s,
It was a game of chance. You just pulled the plunger and waited to see where it fell. So, and I quote, it had the illusion of skill, but was mostly a game of chance. Sort of like the coin toss at the county fair. Director of the Pacific Pinball Museum in Alameda, Michael Scheiss, told the paper, all you had to do was pull the plunger back and see what happened next. However, this pinball ban in Oakland has been forgotten since what war? Anybody? History buffs?
World War II
era, since nobody knew but me.
I said it. For those people.
No need to be a show off. But anyway, so they are going to look at it. Also, on a good note, earlier this year, you wanted to visit Massachusetts. They decided to lift a 32-year-old ban on coin-operated arcade games. The town of Marshfield, that's a wonderful vacation place, had originally banned this in 82 on the grounds that... What do you think the grounds were, Justin? The games were too addictive for children. Yes, you got that right. Good things are coming, kids. You can go to Oakland and play some pinball machines.
In 2014, these are things that are being lifted.
Right?
Hey,
in extremely liberal states of all
things. Listen, let me tell you, you know why?
Don't bring politics into this.
Yes, we can.
Don't bring
They said it. Times of changes, my friend. Yes! You can soon play pinball machines and video games in places that you couldn't. Children, time to go outside. Time to go outside.
Oh, jeez.
That's my news.
Riveting news. Riveting news.
As it is. Now you can go to California and enjoy the pinball machine.
With that.
No. All right.
I just spilled water on myself.
Our question last week was, what would you like to see us discuss next episode? Which we totally didn't hit, so we'll save it for next week.
I saw comments that awesomeness.
I saw a couple comments.
Well, no, I'm saying, but we didn't talk about
them
this
week.
One said
awesomeness. I seen it, and that's what we did today. You're welcome.
Rin said some RTS games like Command & Conquer, old and new.
We talked about Command & Conquer, I remember.
Okay, so real-time strategy games.
XCOM.
We were talking about
XCOM. High five
XCOM.
For being awesome.
How about the original XCOM? Did you play that back in the day?
Whoa.
No, I did not.
Let's not throw old games.
But I am going to be playing Wasteland 2 in a month and a half.
Wasteland, my friend.
I was actually looking at some of the real-time strategy games that I played back in the day.
Just looking at almost buying Planescape Torment.
What's that?
I was about to buy Planescape Torment. I know that's not typically RTS, but it is old school.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, I was looking at Age of Empires 3, the HD remaster.
I can play that.
Like Age of Empires, or that was Age of Empires 2.
I was playing Tactics Ogre this week.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. We got a couple of those. Like I said, Vandal Hearts and stuff like that. I mean, not real time, but it's turd based. But
there's a sale on Alpha Centauri on goodoldgames.com for $4.99. Yeah. I actually almost just picked that up, but I didn't want to touch this little bitty screen.
Alpha Centauri.
Oh my god, you just touched it. Oh, you bought it. Good job, buddy.
Alpha Centauri, man.
That's an old ass game.
That's old, old.
$2.99.
In fact, I still have
it. I don't know. That's an old game.
That's a good price.
I still have a disc for that.
$3 for endless hours of fun.
You do? Well, they didn't know what.
Look at those high res graphics.
Holy dog shit!
Let me see this.
Is that?
I don't know if
the disc would be compatible. I guess we'd have to actually work it out.
It'll work on Windows.
You said work it out.
It'll work on Windows 8.
I
ran it on XP machine.
Maybe. That was back in the times where that was.
I may buy that tonight.
Right, what other games did we say? Come on, let's read the thread. Nah. What else? What was brought up?
Totally burned the floppies to a CD.
Well, of course.
You know.
Anything else?
Let's see. Brian Irwin said Outlast. Best horror game I've played this year. Yeah, talk about it again.
I believe we talked about Outlast.
We started to.
It don't matter. It happened. Next. I'm saying we've covered everything.
We've got to listen to what we've got here. We've got people talking about it. Who has played Outlast at this table?
Because I'm too much of a pussy.
You have not?
No.
I picked it up, okay? And I understand. I saw that response. I picked it up for you. For you. So
hey,
I will play it.
Me and Trent
it.
Talked about Outcast earlier.
And
Outlast. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Off camera.
Off camera, of
off
course.
Off camera, we
yeah,
did.
Well, that doesn't matter because we were on
we
camera.
We talked about it, though, so it counts. Thank
well,
you.
You're on camera right now.
I know, so therefore it counts. Ooh, what is that?
What's that?
Oh.
Is that your vagina beast again?
No, animated GIF.
Oh, Dark Souls 3.
Is this a dude rolling around on a wrestling mat? Around a dude?
Let me see that.
Amazing.
Is there any more?
It's on our teabag thing.
Amazing. That's it.
Okay, well, you know what? I feel bad for you because nobody at this table has actually played Outlast, so...
Trent has, but he's not on the show for a while.
Yeah, well, so...
Yeah.
Actually, he beat it. So
I'm going to play Outlast... And I'll tell you what I feel about it.
Play it tonight before you go to bed.
Hell no.
What is the...
I'm not a pussy, but when it comes to that, I don't want nightmares. So
I can't play that game.
Let's see.
I love Rusty how, said I love he's how a we very all think we're going to last the dreamer. Zombie apocalypse, and then
yeah,
we're just scared to play stuff.
I'm not a... yeah,
so,
I'm
so that's going to lead us to our question for next week, which is going to be, what are your best buys of the Steam sales?
If Kentucky Route Zero goes on sale, that'll be my best buy.
Well, I want
if
to,
that game turns out to meet my expectations.
I think that it might, and I've been looking for it too. I don't know if it's on my wish list anymore, but I'm going to go ahead and put it on there.
I redid my wish list in case anybody wants to buy me anything.
Right? So, I redid my wish list so that if Steam wanted to give me a...
I was on break today smoking a cigarette, so I do that bad thing.
Smoking a cigarette, huh?
And I was looking through my Steam wish list and reorganizing it on my break today.
Yep, nice. I will go ahead and add that to my wish list as well so that I can tell, because 30% is just not good.
So let us know what you're buying, so you know.
I know that, but we're...
We can applaud you or make fun of you, depending on what you buy.
Yeah, I'm looking for more. Of course, the Steam sale is only halfway done, so...
Well, it's like a Sniper Elite on there. Sniper Elite 3, I know it's not going to go down. But I may just buy it for the $10 off.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it comes out on Friday after I get paid, so I'm just going to kind of put it off. So it's $39 I don't want to spend right now when I got all this shit. And honestly, I kind of see the next month of us talking about some of the stuff that we got and we played a lot, as well as getting some back reviews up. Like Tropico 5 review is pretty much ready to go.
Yeah.
The Don't Starve review is pretty much ready to go.
My Space Run review is... It's mostly done. And my FTL review will come sometime later. Just been a really weird week.
Yeah, it was really weird for me too. Like I said, I had Wednesday, and then I had Sunday, and that's all I had time to write reviews. And both those days was prepping for the trip and sleeping way the fuck in after driving forever and recovering, and then spending most of the day doing laundry on Sunday, and that's gone.
I don't even have an excuse, really. I just can't write.
I had Saturday and Sunday. Spent the Saturday with my wife's family. Sunday recovering.
Yeah, and we'll have things to talk about. I won't play just XCOM. I'll probably play something else. Just to play something else and finish something else.
Yeah.
Because I know marathon mode's probably going to take me like 3 weeks.
I'm going to try to talk the wife into picking me up some Wolfenstein so that, you know, we can get another opinion on it.
Ooh, the new Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Have you already beat it?
Yeah.
Or just let him borrow it, then he can beat it himself.
Well, yeah, I bought it digitally on PS4.
That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Because it was cheaper. Yeah. It was only $55.
Oh, okay.
No tax.
That's fine. You don't have to explain yourself to me, I understand.
And I was testing out the Sony system. I kind of wish I had a box copy right now. But
you gotta save that money.
But now
today's economy, you gotta save monies.
Worthwhile purchase. I'm thinking about this. Do you have like a top 3 games so far, Rusty, for this year?
For this year?
That's random. I know we're about to close the show, but I was just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'd say it's too early to tell at this point.
So far? You got a top 1 so far?
Not really. That was it. Not that I'm able to play right now. See, the thing is the new games that came out, like your Dark Souls 2, and I say your because I will probably never get to play Dark Souls 2. See, all of the newer games that's come out within about 4 months, I haven't really had a chance.
I got three that just jump out at me. And I got one that you got to play since you don't got nothing.
Yeah.
The things that just immediately jump to mind.
Mm-hmm.
South Park Stick of Truth.
I've heard great things.
Oh, yeah.
That game's amazing. Wolfenstein and Dark Souls 2. Those are, like, so far, those three immediately jump to mind when I say top three.
When I look
and there's some really good games that came out, but those games are really good and really unique.
Yeah, see, the Stick of Truth was on sale for 33% off, but I was not going to spend $40 on the game.
Do you want to borrow my Xbox copy?
I want to burn my Xbox. I mean, sure, I'll borrow it.
If you don't have the time, Jason.
You know, I'll play that shit.
What do you
want to
burn the Xbox for?
Well, you know I will play that shit.
My biggest issue right now is that I can get more out of PC games than I can out of my console.
Well, he's a big PC gamer, and he don't want to burn his consoles.
But for me, it's, you know, it's much cheaper
for
me
him right
to get
now. It's about cost
PC.
Effectiveness.
It's much cheaper for me to get into PC gaming.
But
and
if
it gives
you
want to
play
a
game
wider...
and someone has it on Xbox, then why would you want to burn it? You just use it as a backup.
Well, I have to have the physical copy of the game or a digital.
That's what I'm
digital
saying.
Copy of the game.
Well, the long story short, though, with PC gaming that most people don't realize, you make the initial investment.
Yeah, I know.
And it pays for itself in like a month.
I'm not saying it doesn't.
Depending on how much you like it, like the amount of games that we buy as a group.
Yeah.
PC gaming really pays for itself really quickly. That's why I have like three times the games on Steam that I do
but
on my consoles.
You
don't
want to just burn the console. I mean, keep it as a backup.
The thing is that there's not going to be very much more coming out for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. And I still want to get the PlayStation 3. There's still games I want to play on those. I'm not saying the consoles are bad, but for me, being able to get the full experience out of my Xbox 360 means that I have to spend money for Xbox Live, where I don't have to do that on Steam.
I haven't had Xbox Live in almost a year, and I still play games.
I can still play games, but I don't get the full experience of playing certain games like Borderlands or things like that, where I would play with multiple people, whereas I can do that for free with my PC. I'm a student. I have to pinch every dollar.
Yeah,
I gotta pinch every dollar, but I don't want to destroy stuff.
And honestly, like when I was in college, like PC gaming was the way to go, and it was the days before Steam. But even then, PC games were always $10 cheaper. And then I ended up playing a shitload of World of Warcraft because that was out my final days of college.
Right.
Which was $15.
Well, when I say burn the console, it's not necessarily physically burn the console.
You shouldn't threaten harm
but
stuff.
I have a bunch of games that I have for my Xbox that I'm picking up on Steam.
Well, that's fine.
So I can get rid of those.
I'm just saying you shouldn't want to burn your console.
I don't want to use it as my primary game.
I'm not telling you to do that either.
Platform.
I'm not telling you to do that either, sir.
I gotta say, for me right now, just out of the new ones I've played, it's Dark Souls and Titanfall. But
Titanfall was
last
year, though, right?
Huh?
Titanfall was,
but it got released on 360
March.
This year, though.
Like,
Titanfall
was like
March.
I was looking for, I think, the most overhyped game was Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a bad game. I'm just thinking about when I compare it to open world games. Like, I played Grand Theft Auto V, which is a really good game.
Yeah.
And I feel like that the stories and the story missions were varied enough and interesting enough. Like, the heist felt epic.
Yeah.
Whereas none of the story quests, except for the first one in Watch Dogs, has been like, wow, my socks off.
Yeah.
Like, the first story mission in Watch Dogs is fucking badass. Everything after that's kind of average. Like, the stuff to do is pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it's kind of samey and it's very intrusive. There's so much going on.
And
it's like the first Assassin's Creed when it compared to, like, Ubi games.
Yeah.
Like, we're figuring this out, feeling it out, see how these systems work, but I don't feel like the mission
structure is great. Yeah, I know some people at work that play it, and they just say it's just so much stuff going on
you get these missions that pop up, go do this, go stop these guys, go stop this convoy, and they're always popping up persistent all the time. And so, like, I can't finish that damn game because I get overwhelmed and a little bit bored. And I'm just like, I want to go play something I have fun at. Oh, I mean, Ogre, you know, Tactics Ogre or fucking XCOM or whatever.
See.
And of course, you know, the third new game I've played so far this year that I've had my hands on, Thief, was
a flop.
Huge letdown.
That was the most boring new game I played this year.
See.
I don't even want to. I got about 6 hours in and it's like, I'm not playing this anymore.
I hardly want to even acknowledge the fact that I played it.
It's not horrible, it's just incredibly, it's below average.
Yeah.
I know it had such a big opening too, where I was like, I gotta play the game!
And I will put an honest review together for it, but I will be honest, it's probably like a 3 solid, like, jump 3 on the meter.
You want to know something that didn't live up to the hype for me?
Rusty Space.
Elder Scrolls Online.
You're not going to play it anymore?
I don't know. Maybe it's just me and MMOs and just outgrowing the MMO. But for some reason, the systems in that just didn't agree with me. So,
I've been waiting on you to play it for so long.
Well, I'm not... I still have the account.
Yeah.
It's still funded. I can play it. But every time, you know how you get and sit down to play a game and you're like, yes, I really want to play this game. Like, you want to play XCOM right now. You want to go in there and pick that up. Every time I see the Elder Scrolls Online icon on my desktop and I double click it and it says to log in, I lose interest at the login screen. And that's never a good sign. I mean, maybe it's just me not getting into it, or me not really putting forth a lot of effort to want to play it, but something about it just doesn't seem right.
I'm going to try it out again.
I'm going to... Yeah, see, that's where I'm at
July's
right now.
A good month for that.
I'm going to go ahead and set it aside and see what I feel about it here in maybe a couple weeks. Honestly, the gameplay between just, with us playing, I don't see that working. I'm sorry. We'll probably team up for group missions and shit like that.
Oh,
but, I'm divorcing you.
That also reminded me. They had an article out, and it was a legitimate article. It was a player on WoW that did the Mist of Pandaria, and in the starting level you can only go up to like 15 before you have to
level
venture 10, out.
The guy was
a double agent or whatever his name was, but he didn't want to choose a faction, so he mined and herbed and got all the way to level 90 and never left the starting area.
Well, you can't because
he doesn't want to choose a faction.
Well,
so.
No, the game won't let him leave at that point.
Yeah.
If you get past a certain level, you can't take the quest anymore.
No, but he said there's going to be an expansion that'll get you to 100 in that area, so he's waiting for that. But yeah, there it goes, made level 90 without ever picking a faction.
Yeah.
The very first ever neutral character to hit 90.
That's weird. That's a different kind of gamer though. Like, that's not me anymore. WoW for me was, and I don't want to harp on this too long because I really want to play XCOM. But
that was cool.
WoW for me was a good time filler when I was in college because I didn't have the money to pick up a lot of extra games. So 2004 to my first jobs out of college when I didn't have a lot of extra money and I was kind of working my way up the food chain. Great game. All the way up till 2009. 5 years of good gaming at $15 a pop. And then at a certain point I moved here and I was with Trent and I was like,
I'm done with that.
My internet wasn't so great when we first got. We had AT&T DSL, which was garbage.
Mm. Yep.
And I'd be in the middle of a raid, and I'm leading a raid, and it would drop, and it would drop, and it would drop. And it
was
frustrating.
That was Camelot for me, baby.
It was frustrating for the rest of my guild, and I was like, you know what, guys? I'm going to upgrade my internet, and I'll come back. And I never came back. I picked up Fallout 3 again.
Poor guys. They're probably still waiting on you.
No, they know me. Like, the ones that care, like, know me. And I still game with them. They're playing 7 Days to Die.
When's Justin coming back?
Mm-hmm. Actually, two of my former guild mates play 7 Days. Three of my former guild... Four of my former guild mates play 7 Days to Die with me.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
And most of them don't WoW at all.
You got that one guy out there just fighting off the hordes waiting on you.
One
he'll
of
be
my,
back!
Well,
he
and
said
then Matt's one of the ones that played 7 Days to Die with me. he still plays a lot of Blizzard games, but he's kind of put that on the back shelf. Yep. He's playing Diablo and Hearthstone and playing a shitload of Heroes of the Storm.
There you go.
I gotta say, once every other week, me and Matt are putting 3 or 4 hours at Heroes of the Storm.
There was a beta that I had signed up for that's not necessarily, you know, when you said Hearthstone, it got me thinking about trading card game type games. So I signed up for Hex, which is an MMO trading card game online. So hopefully I get into that beta, because that would be kind of neat. So
Heroes of the Storm beta, or alpha, has not disappointed. It's been pretty fun. It's just a really dumbed down version of Dota, essentially, but it's fun.
Yeah, I put myself in for the alpha, or for the beta on that one, because I don't think I'm going to get alpha access.
I don't even know how I did.
So on that note, just run down. Things along, because we're approaching 12:30.
Let's close this mother down.
Games, upcoming releases. The only one of note to mention
don't you
is
say it.
Sniper Elite 3 on the 27th.
Say it.
Yep, I'm picking that
so,
up soon.
I knew it.
Later on this week, on Friday, it comes out. I'm psyched for that one too to rent.
Those people who put in for Last of Us Remastered. That's coming out on the 29th, so that's also coming
of this month.
Should be,
yeah.
No, that's 29th of July. Sorry,
that's right.
I didn't see it on the list.
Yeah, okay. I saw the wrong thing there.
Way to go, Rusty. That's why I can't trust you.
I know, right?
Always tell me.
So
just triple checking to see if there's anything.
Valiant Hearts.
Yeah.
The story based game that they showed at E3 with that's narrated by the dog.
That comes out on the 25th. Yeah.
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
The World War I story.
So, as you're listening to this,
it'll be out. Is that
who narrates
it for Dog the Bounty
Outlast
Hunter?
Is on Xbox One now.
Hey, hold on. Dog the Bounty Hunter? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Who's the dog?
No.
The dog in
dog.
The game tells the story.
It's a dog that's you know that is befriended by a bunch of different soldiers on different enemy lines. One soldier will have will run with the dog for a little bit.
Gotcha.
And then they'll fall in battle and the enemy will pick up the dog. And
I will say one that's been getting a lot of hype and I don't know what to think of it yet, and I may pick it up, is Divinity Original Sin. I want to say PC Gamer did a pretty big piece on it and how much they were liking that. That comes out at the end of the month on the 30th for PC. And then if you are like John from Carousel, Shin Megami Tensei stuff, Devil Summoner and 2 are both on PS3 Network for virtual console for 2, which some people really like those games, and I know he was put hundreds of hours into it.
And then for July, it looks like we got Oddworld New and Tasty on the 22nd.
Oddworld.
Wait, Oddworld what?
New and Tasty?
Yeah.
The new Oddworld game?
Yep.
The newer?
For PS... What?
For PS4.
Oddworld. Abe's...
Trent is gonna hate that.
Abe's Odyssey. New and Tasty.
Yeah, because it's on PS4.
And it's a next-gen remake of the original Oddworld.
Yeah, because the controls are kind of garbage when you try to play it with a new controller. Just saying.
So, with that, find us at tiltcast.com. Email us at teabag@tiltcast.com. Find us on Facebook and Twitter /tiltcast. Find us on YouTube, The Real Tiltcast. Find us on Twitch, it's The Tiltcast.
And find friends of the show.
Well, and search for us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Friends of the show, For the Love of Gaming, BMFcast.com, The Carousel Podcast, Elseworlds Podcast, NoQuarters.net, TVGP.tv, The New Good Things.
Holy crap, that was fast.
That was fast. And with that, we are done.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.